don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Mr. McFeely came over here last night and asked if he could do something fun for me. A kind of secret, he said. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something?
Oh.
Now that really feels good. It's furry and brown. And some people like to sleep with it. And there are many different kinds of them in the world.
Oh, look at all the colors on it. Oh, it is big. And you're going to go up in that?
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know. And that's, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. And we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex. So, is there anything else you'd like to tell us? We'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
And now,
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Our feature presentation.
That's Love. Featuring Arthur Lee, lead singer of Love.
No,
he didn't write that. Burt Bacharach wrote that song, but Arthur Lee wrote most all the songs that Love did. Anyway, that was My Little Red Book by Arthur Lee, and that was a song that Jim Morrison heard on the radio and goes, we got to sound like that.
Yes.
And in fact, it was Arthur Lee that actually booked the Doors to open for them when Love headlined the Whiskey A Go-Go. And Arthur Lee brought the Doors to Elektra Records and got them signed.
This is a great story.
What can I say?
It's
maybe the
story.
People will be the times between Clark and Hilldale. That's the street off Sunset Boulevard where the Whiskey A Go-Go is or was. It's still there, but not the same. But
no.
I remember one time I had David Cassidy from the Partridge Family and Bobby Gillespie of Primal Scream on my show.
Right.
And we got a phone call from Arthur Lee. He called in and
no way.
Spoke to him. And Bobby Gillespie was on acid. He was on kind of on LSD.
Kind of.
And it blew Bobby Gillespie's mind, basically, because that was his idol, Arthur Lee. When I was a kid, I was in the 4-H Club and I raised pigeons. I had these, like, classic pigeons, and so did Arthur Lee. He
wow.
collected pigeons as well. He raised them, and we talked about all these, like, really rare pigeons.
Wow,
these, like,
I heard that.
They're called Russian fantail pigeons. They look like little tiny miniature turkeys, but they were pigeons,
oh.
And Arthur had those, too.
Giddy.
And we talked about the old days, and we talked about how I was addicted to Diet Right Cola and sunflower seeds when I first came to Hollywood as a kid.
That's crazy.
So anyway, as Bobby Gillespie and Arthur Lee were talking and stuff, we somehow managed to get together with a band from Santa Barbara called Citrus Groove.
When will this guy
so
shut up?
Arthur Lee got together with Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream and Citrus Groove and recorded this song, one of his songs, Arthur Lee's songs from Love, Flash on You. And here it is, Rare.
When will this guy shut up?
I'm so confused. I don't know what song it is. I don't know who sang it. I don't know where it started. I am completely lost.
You need to just remember the important things. And the important thing is pigeons.
Yeah. Okay. And sunflower seeds.
Rodney used to raise pigeons.
Okay.
Sure. Hey, I have a question. What did happen to Rodney? Did he have a stroke? Did he have a motorcycle accident? LSD was the cause of that? I mean, I'm not joking. Why does he sound the way he does?
Did he not always sound that way?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing he wasn't on a motorcycle at any point in his life. I mean, really. But I don't know. I don't know because we have tape of him much sharper.
Really?
Yeah, and more energetic, and I don't know.
I mean,
it is a strange.
It sounds to me like there's some sort of event that happened that took away some of his faculties. I mean, he doesn't sound right in the head, is what
right.
I'm telling you guys.
Really? No, I understand. He kind of sounds like your old grandmother.
Here's a new song from the Polysphonic Spree. They have a new album out from Polysphonic Spree. The Polysphonic Spree.
Well, that clip could just be Kevin, but I'm talking about the other one that's just so rambling.
Anyway, a couple of things are happening around town for Stephanie's Bees. They're going to be at July the 14th at the Troubadour. Actually, they already played. and then Polysphonic Spree
them.
Are playing at the El Rey.
Mike, what do you know about Rodney? Some kind of a giganto stroke?
Was it an aneurysm or something?
Aneurysm?
I don't think so. I think, I mean, you guys are just like neglecting to realize that he's like old, you know? And you guys say, have tape when he was good. Yeah, you have tape from 15 years ago when he probably wasn't as senile.
But he's not 75 old.
Yeah, he's in his 50s, for God's sakes. He sounds way worse than most people his age. So
yeah,
I think there was something going on.
It's a frailty that seems like it had to have been caused by some physical...
It's exactly what it is. It's a frailty.
Maybe one day he was in the parking lot and one of the employees here threw him up against the fence.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that happened.
Blame it on me. You know what I was going to say? I was going to say maybe he was confident at one point in his radio ability, and two guys who are huge in the ratings and have a lot of status in Los Angeles dedicated half of their time to just destroying him, and maybe he just hates himself now and gets on the air and thinks he's not good.
Mm.
He lost his mojo.
No. Did he ever have mojo?
Yeah.
Really?
He probably did. I bet he did back when he was king of the Sunset Strip or whatever he was.
It's not mid-70s, and you're not hanging with Bowie and Gary Glitter and Elvis at your club, which is a hot club, and not have some mojo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or at least feel like you do.
Rodney?
I drink your milkshake.
All right. Well, I guess we're not going to get the answer today.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike, he's your best friend. You're the one who hangs out with him every week. Why don't you ask him?
He sure is a lot cooler off the air. I'll tell you that. I mean that sincerely.
What do you mean?
Like, hanging out with him in the studio, it isn't all that bad. I
mean, right.
In fact, when he's just like a normal person and you're talking to him, you know, having conversations, he's actually pretty cool, and I don't mind him. It's when he gets on the air and he gets, like you said, into his stroke talk, then you start to wonder what's going on with the guy.
Maybe he gets nervous.
Tells a good story, though.
He does.
I drink your milkshake.
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to one other item we won't have time to get to today, and Mike will appreciate this. Former Anaheim Angels World Series hero Scott Spezio is a name that many baseball fans remember. He's the guy who hit that big home run late in the Game 6 of the World Series in 2002 that propelled the Angels on to, and then they won Game 7. Scott Spezio, I think he's retired now. He had the best drunk driving arrest recently. He was in Newport Beach drinking heavy. Drove drunk, crossed several lanes of traffic, went over a curb, crashed into a fence, jumped out of the car, ran from the police on foot.
Oh, no.
Somehow found a friend's house, hid out at the friend's house, still super drunk, vomited all over the friend's house. Then when the friend complained about the puking, beat the guy up.
Oh, my God.
How's that for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punch, huh? Is that fantastic?
King of Mexico says the Cardinals released him yesterday.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he didn't play much, but he was actually on that St. Louis Cardinals team that won the World Series a couple of years ago, too. So he actually has two World Series rings.
Yeah.
But maybe perhaps should have invested some of the playoff cash in a driver. That's all I'm suggesting. But he briefly played for the Mariners in between the two teams that he helped get to the World Series, by the way, and sucked.
Not the Mariners.
Didn't help you at all.
No,
didn't help us, didn't help him. But anyway, I just thought if you wondered whatever happened to that guy who was such a hero in Southern California just a couple of years ago, now you know what he's up to.
Good times.
That's right. Beer Mug's got someone going for his record here, man.
He does. That's true.
Scott Spezio's giving him a run for his money.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday morning, the 28th of February, Ola. And on today's Kevin and Bean Show, Andy Dick will be here.
Oh, wow.
In studio.
Excellent. I think.
That always goes well.
I hope. Yeah.
I guess he's bringing cameras. I didn't really read to the end of the, you know, pitch, but.
Okay. Wasn't he supposed to be on Celebrity Rehab?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think Dr. Drew would do that to himself.
No, but remember there were photos and Dr. Drew was with him?
Yeah, wasn't Dr. Drew like following him around?
Supposedly he was going to be on that show?
I think that was a show dedicated just to him getting clean.
Oh, I see.
Oh, all right.
Because I don't think Dr. Drew would take that type of gamble of having him in his rehab facility. Because he's a lost cause.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell him that when he comes in.
Sure.
I don't think Dr. Drew just gives up on people, Mike. He doesn't just say, well, that guy's too far out. He's just going to die. I'll just let that one go.
Yeah, look at
Drew
Jeff
tries
Conaway.
No. Tries to help everybody.
I don't mean he gives up on him completely. I meant I don't think he would include him in a group environment, you know, that was that controlled because they know he's such a wild card, you know. He'd probably throw off the whole chemistry of the group.
Does he play by his own rules?
He does. He's an outlaw.
Mm. So Andy Dick coming up this morning.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
Gustavo Arellano will be in studio. We'll be doing Ask a Mexican today.
Great.
Aye, aye, aye.
We have gigantic fights over itsy bitsy teeny little reasons. Talk
you
about
puked
that.
You on my floor.
Yeah. I'll beat you up. Senator Larry Craig, I don't know if you remember that guy's name or not.
Wide stance.
Wide stance. That's all you need to say.
Yeah.
He's in the men's room and he's tapping his foot. is looking for interns.
Oh, good.
So we'll give you details on that coming up.
Just me.
There's a college course that teaches you to grow weed. We'll tell you about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show and how you can sign up.
Well, if you watch the show Weeds, you learn that it's actually pretty complicated.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson is selling Neverland. They're going to actually auction it off, it looks like.
Yeah, he's not selling it by choice, that's for sure. He just can't afford it anymore.
And how do you tell somebody that maybe they should get checked for STDs because you failed to mention that before the act? We have an anonymous way to do it.
The coward's way?
Yes.
Okay.
The coward's way. That's very perfectly classy. Fine with that. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's coming up today on the Kevin and Bean Show as well. Plus your chance to qualify for that trip to Lisbon, Portugal to see Rage Against the Machine. All coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next. What a lovely little piano, Andy.
Certainly.
Very nice.
You play the piano part on the Rock Band, too, when you play that song, right? You play it all.
Not the piano part, no. There's two guitars and a microphone and drums.
No keyboards, huh?
No, no keyboards.
Interesting, because it seems like that would be the song to go off on.
With that really slow, exactly. Boring ending? Yeah.
It's 5:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show Thursday morning. Our friend Ralph Garman has joined us in the room. Take a look at what's going on in Hollywood. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Frank.
What's up with you?
How are you? Oh, good news.
Yes. Okay.
Dani Lynn has had surgery to correct her lazy eye.
Oh, wow. The news
Entertainment Tonight covered it.
Yes.
Larry Birkhead talking to Entertainment Tonight, saying Dani Lynn, of course, the daughter of late Anna Nicole Smith, has undergone surgery to correct her condition of strabismus. It's when a person's eyes don't point in the same direction.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Remarkably, no cameras were present during the actual operation.
Please.
But apparently the baby is resting comfortably. So everyone just exhale.
This is the one where they did the story about the iPad.
The crisis is over. Yes. Is she going blind? No. She just has an eye patch on because she's got a lazy eye.
Anna?
It's all well. It's all well and good.
Everything is good.
Everything's excellent. Nicole Kidman has been slammed in the press. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
No.
For drinking during the Oscar post parties.
Because her husband is dry?
No, because she's pregnant.
She's pregnant,
oh.
Yeah.
And usually they don't like pregnant women to booze too much.
They can have a glass of wine occasionally,
though. Of course they can.
Oh, but, the infant isn't allowed to party once in a while?
That's right.
The thing is, Cindy Adams of the New York Post, this haggard old gossip columnist who's been there forever, she was the one who reported the story. Well, Nicole is flipping out because she didn't drink, she claims. Backstage.
Okay.
Her PR people sent a statement to PerezHilton.com calling Cindy an idiot.
Excellent.
That's probably the strongest words a PR flack has ever used, because usually they dance around everything. Saying that Nicole certainly did not drink any alcohol at the party, but was drinking water and lemon zinger tea. I know I was there with her, says her PR person. So maybe Cindy Adams is finally getting too old to do the hard job of reporting on what celebrities are doing at parties.
Yeah.
That is strange.
By the way, I thought, you know, Nicole Kidman is so pale, she looks like a ghost, until you put her next to Tilda Swinton. No. I don't know if you noticed. Tilda is the whitest person in the world on the planet today. She makes Nicole Kidman look like she's just got a savage bronze tan.
Tilda is translucent.
Yeah.
She absolutely is. There's a movie with David Bowie called The Man Who Fell to Earth, where he plays an alien, and that's exactly what he looks like.
Really?
Dyed shocking red hair and just pale, pale skin. Looks like he's about to fall over from a heroin overdose.
It took like 2 hours of makeup to make him look like that. Tilda rolls out of bed.
Actually, Dave used to look like that back in the 70s.
Before he got all healthy.
Oh, this is the best story ever. You know, Lindsay Lohan's career, her stardom led to drugs, alcohol, a few arrests. But her baby sister, Allie Lohan, can't wait to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
She told Teen Vogue magazine that she wants fame, and I quote, really bad. So bad you don't even know.
Oh.
Allie goes on to say, by the way, Allie's 14 years old.
Excellent.
Goes on to say, it's so cool when people look up to you. And that she's already been asked for an autograph, and it's just a really good feeling to have.
Is she doing anything? Are her parents shoving her
I know she's
into
a singer. I don't know if she has a TV show also.
Of course her mom is shoving her into the show business. And, well, maybe Jamie Lynn Spears has a competitor for earliest pregnancy by a teen pop star.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be a mess. See, that's how she's feeling now. Yeah. So bad. Really, just so bad you don't even know it. I just want to be famous, please, so my mom will love me.
How do you look at what your sister's life has turned into and say, yes, that's the path I'm on?
Wouldn't you think?
You would.
A right-thinking person would say, that's the last place I want to
be? Yeah.
Under that constant scrutiny and with the drugs and the arrests and the paparazzi and dealing with all that, wouldn't that just turn you right off it?
There also used to be a category attached to that dream. It used to be...
I want to be an actor.
An actor. I want to be a singer. Yeah. I want to...
You had a burning passion for something.
I want to be famous at it, but at least I want to do fill in the blank. They don't even say that. No. Just famous.
Just famous.
Doesn't matter what for.
It's kind of sad.
Thank God.
Someone else is famous all of a sudden. Diablo Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Is celebrating her Oscar win. Of course, she won for Juno.
Juno?
To commemorate her Academy Award, friends tell the New York Post that her plan... is to get a brand new tattoo of Ellen Page's face.
Oh.
As you can probably notice at the award, she's sleeved on one side at least, so I'm sure she's got plenty, but she wants to get Ellen Page tattooed somewhere in her body.
How funny.
All right.
You get a tattoo right down here.
Okay, all right.
That's really gross, Ralph.
Dave sent some naked pictures of Diablo Cody around yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I wondered... looking at the footage of Marion Cotillard getting just pounded in some French movie.
The baguette.
How about
that? I didn't see that.
You didn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to see that.
Someone's put together a whole montage of her nude scenes from all her foreign films.
You can go on Tyler Durden.
Fantastic.
And should. Hey, by the way, Ralph, I was wondering what Diablo Cody's next script was going to be, and I finally read yesterday that Jason Reitman, who was the director of Juno, is doing her next script, too, which is going to be a horror movie.
Hmm.
Hmm. Which I thought was interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What did she write before?
Lisa?
Well, you have to say it first.
Yeah, I was asking Bean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, of course, she's the Academy Award-winning screenwriter for Juno.
Juno?
There we go.
He just zipped by it so fast last time. He didn't give me an opportunity.
That's why
I was ready.
That's why I had to back up, Lisa. I don't want you to get screwed.
Okay.
Minnie Driver's pregnant. Congratulations, Minnie. Good news is Foo Fighters were not in town.
Oh, come on.
What?
Doesn't work that way anyway.
According to the Star magazine, the richest star and her boyfriend, Craig Zolezzi, are keeping quiet about their good news, but very happy to be parents-to-be. So congratulations, Minnie.
Balls.
She won't be Minnie for long. Soon she'll be Maxie.
How does he
do? Why do you gotta be so insensitive all the time?
I don't know, man. Can you believe they put together a list of the most stylish kids in Hollywood?
No.
Come on.
No wonder these kids are all honked up. We're rating about how stylish they are. In Style magazine lists the most stylish babies in Hollywood.
Babies? They're not talking about teenagers?
No.
This is just the parents who dress up their kids.
Right.
Does it go up to toddlers?
What's that?
Does it go up to toddlers?
Yeah. Most of these kids are toddlers. Like Suri Cruz. Would you consider her a baby or a toddler?
I don't know.
She's baby.
She's 2 years old now.
She's a
toddler.
See, like Maddox automatically in my head tops this list, but I see him as a toddler.
Dude, Maddox is 9th. Maddox doesn't even...
Really?
9th in the top 10.
Oh, man.
Although she still carries him around.
But he's a G with the mohawk and like the...
Yeah, he's a G.
He's an OG. A young OG. Lourdes, Madonna's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is number 10 on the list. Maddox is number 9. Maddox Jolie Pitt.
Yep.
Violet Affleck coming up at number 8.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're talking about the most stylish kids in Hollywood. We're talking about what babies wear.
Yeah. Ryder Robinson, Kate Hudson's son, 7. Aoki and Ming Simmons, daughter of Russell and Kimora Lee Simmons. They're number 6. It's a tie.
Ming.
Not Kimora Lee, though. I don't get that at all, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Saw a photo of her yesterday. I was like, jeez.
Yeah.
It's like something the space shuttle brought back. Scrape that off the side of the shuttle. Ava Philippe, daughter of Ryan and Reese Witherspoon,
mm-hmm.
number 5. Brooklyn Beckham, number 4. Oh, they got to be cheesed off.
Victoria Beckham. Number 4.
Victoria Beckham screaming at Brooklyn right now. You will be more stylish.
Tyler's next year. You must get higher on this list.
Number three is Lenny, daughter of Heidi Klum and Seal. Suri Cruz, number two. And number one, most stylish kid in Hollywood, Kingston Rosdale, daughter of Gavin and Gwen Stefani.
Course.
So let's hear it for Kingston, huh?
Sure.
Everybody, Kingston? Okay. Anyone?
I can't get excited about that list.
Dude, they're stylish kids.
Yeah.
But they're kids, and yet they find a way to be stylish.
Yeah.
You're an adult, and you can't be stylish.
No, I know.
These kids pull it off at 2 and 3.
But they're not doing it.
Yes, they are.
Their parents
are. No, they go into their own little walk-in closets, and they pull out the perfect outfits. Then Kojo stops by and helps them.
Well, didn't Linus dress Kevin's kids as they were coming out?
Oh, I mean, of course.
It had to be part of his duties was laying out their clothes.
Go in,
morning, right?
Find the garanimals, match the tags, boom.
How dare you.
Life goes on.
Although they may have their own personal assistants. I can't imagine that Linus has time if he's managing Kevin's life to also work on the family.
Maybe Linus has kids and Linus's kids are his kids' personal assistants.
Oh, would that be great?
Wouldn't that be great?
It's like a feudal system. I like it.
Although I'm guessing Linus isn't having any kids anytime soon.
I don't think.
There's no Linus.
He might have adopted.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Gavin McLeod. You remember him, Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Sure.
77 years old today. Robert Sean Leonard, one of my favorite actors on the whole planet. He plays Dr. Wilson on House. So he plays his best friend on that show. He's terrific on that show. He is the unsung hero of that show. He grounds the whole thing.
He really does. Yeah.
He is 39 years old today. And Gilbert Gottfried, our old pal Gilbert Gottfried, celebrates his 53rd birthday.
That is one wacky dude.
He's a nut loaf. But he runs. He jogs. We know that for a fact.
We were in New York for a full week, and he would jog by, and we'd say, hey, come back anytime. He'd show up the next day, but always wearing the exact same clothes. He hadn't changed in like a week. He's out running.
Not good.
You asked me to come back, so I wondered how many times could I come and smell up your place.
That's what he's asking. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Did you guys see that there's a college in Oakland that teaches people how to grow pot?
That's so
weird.
I
heard about this, and I don't get it. Because
like
it seems like anyone who's... I'm sorry?
I'd like to apply.
Yeah, no kidding. But it seems like in California, we're in that constant battle with the feds where everyone who legally can sell pot seems to get busted and all their stuff is taken away. Like, why would anyone want to go into that business these days?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're hoping that the laws of the country will get in line with the laws of the state.
Uh-huh.
But they're already offering the program. Here's a news piece about it.
Marijuana. It is known to many people as weed, grass, chronic, dope, even ganja. And the government says it is the most used illicit drug in America. At Oaksterdam University in downtown Oakland, folks were learning how to grow it.
A lot of it is like how to mix the nutrients and work the meters and things like that and do the lighting safely, electrical safety, so you're not overloading wiring and causing fires.
We're not a group of stoners. We're not the 70s hippies with long hair. You know, we're doing something different here.
Oaksterdam says it teaches its students about all aspects of the cannabis industry. The school offers classes on distribution, retail management, legal issues, horticulture, and even starting your own dispensary. It's estimated Californians consume $1 billion a year in medical marijuana. And some of these folks want to be in the mix, and they want to learn how to do it legally.
$1 billion a year we smoke.
We got a lot of sick people out there.
Wow. That sounds like an absurd estimate, by the way.
That's a lot of smoking right there.
Although it'd be, 10 times that if you're talking about off the market stuff.
Yeah, and then if the government would legalize it, it would be about 1,000th of that. But
I got the glaucoma. What are you talking about?
Let's talk to Oaksterdam University in downtown Oakland. We've got them hooked up.
All right, class, good. Turn to page 24 of your textbook. You'll see that
there are
different types of CZ, like not even for the different. Hold on.
Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello. Hey, I'm in class right now. I'm teaching. Who's this?
Well, we were given this phone number to call about the marijuana class. This is Kevin and Bean, K-Rock Los Angeles.
Oh, what's up, dog? It's Rudy.
Hey, Rudy. Rudy, what are you doing there?
Well, I don't know why I'm whispering. I'm the teacher, eh? Hold on. Hey, class. Like, study amongst yourselves. Check out paragraph 4, page 43. I'll get back to you real quick, eh? I gotta do this real quick, eh? Hey, what's up?
Rudy, you're teaching the course?
Yeah, it's dope, eh, huh?
Well, yeah.
It is dope. Like, that's exactly what it is.
Man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been out of work for, like barely a couple months, right? And, like, it was weird, eh? Like, 2 weeks ago, there was a 23rd annual Long Short Thai Sox convention in Buena Parque, and I was down there with Chavala Chess and Machete, you know what I'm saying? And
sure.
Like, they brought down this homeboy, this white, this güero, eh? He was from Santa Cruz, and he came down. He's like, I've got some weed, eh, from up north. And I blazed it out. I was like, hey, that's pretty good, but you want to try my stuff, you know? Because I started growing in my parents' pad in the garage, eh?
Right.
Like, I had, like, this old chia pet and a maglite. And I just, like, made some weed, some mota, eh? And he took a rip, and he like, died, eh? He, like, literally died. They were doing the chalk outline, and they called the ambulance. And,
oh, literally
and
died.
And then he's like, oh, he woke up. He's like, man, that's some crazy dank, eh? How'd you get that? And I'm like, I made it, eh? He's like, you made that? And I'm like, yeah, I grew it myself, vato. He's like, dude, I got a job for you. You got to come up north, eh? Like, up north, eh, right? And then you could teach about how to do that, because that's crazy. You could do that with a maglite and a chia pet.
Now,
imagine what you could do, eh? And I'm like, hey, listen, vato, I'm not a doctor, but I am a mexpert.
Now, you don't have any kind of a teaching certificate or a degree or anything like that.
Nah, man, I got a degree from the streets.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you do it out there. Sometimes, you know, you're, like if you're going down to El Monte to buy some weed, he ain't going to have it. But you know what I'm saying? You got to keep some seeds on backup.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know what to do and grow it on your own. You know what I'm saying? Botany, well, eh?
This is what confuses... Right. Okay, Rudy, this is what confuses me. Isn't there a great deal of science involved? I mean, there's soil testing. You've got to be very precise with the way you treat the plants and where they are and how the light hits them and all that. How are you able to keep all that straight? You don't seem like a guy who pays, let's say, a lot of attention to details.
Listen, eh, like everybody like has, you know, has their one topic that they're real good with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, blind dudes can play the piano. You know what I'm saying? They just know how. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Fact.
And
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Like when Caesar was Prince of France, they didn't, you know what I'm saying, teach him how to rule stuff. He just knew.
Okay.
Caesar was the Prince of France.
That's a good point.
Clean, huh?
Now, Rudy, what's the curriculum? What class are you teaching?
Well, like, it's called Chronic 101.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like a comprehensive look at how to grow your own mota. And, you know, it's pretty, like, it's, let me see, like, let me open up my textbook here. Like, we have seeds, of course.
Seeds, okay.
Different types of soil.
Okay.
Doritos.
What? Doritos.
Yeah, I mean, just get hungry, bro.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You smoke mota, get crazy.
Yeah.
Man, hungry. And, of course, there's, like, lighting.
Lighting.
Moisture.
Moisture, okay.
And we have nap time. It's pretty, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's the only college class with nap time. We just, like.
Well, that's in the textbook?
Yeah, you get tired, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's the reading and smoking mota. I'm like, gotta sleep. And then, like, chemical additives. You know that, but a lot of times that's just like you just squat down on the mota and you do a pedo right there on top. You know?
Oh, stop that.
Pedo's fart, by the way, so because I know you don't know. And then like grooming and pruning of your plants,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And abortion.
Abortion.
And what?
Stuff happens, bro. Seriously, you know we got to talk about that.
What is that? I don't understand. What does that have to do with growing weed?
Because, dude, like, chicks, they do that, you know, and you got to handle it. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell anybody. Like, I know a dude. It won't cost any money.
Well, what is that? Doesn't seem like it ought to be part of this curriculum, though. That seems like a separate lesson.
It happens, bro. Like, seriously, we have to talk about that. That's all I'm saying. I'm looking out for my younger G.
Huh.
Who brings in the Sublime and the Cypress Hill Records?
I don't know, eh? I think it's Omar.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
Omar is up there?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to know how to do it, you know, to take care of it back in the 909, so I was like, whatever, he's my homeboy. Attendance hasn't been great in this class, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The enrollment was high, but, you know, not a lot of people show up.
Sure.
You know
what
I'm saying?
They drop out. Yeah.
I can see that.
But, you know, it's a pretty clean class, and I'm telling you, I think I found a job for me, you know what I'm saying?
I would have
never pictured you in a college setting.
All right, class, it's time for a little show and tell.
There's our boy.
Clean.
I don't know if you remember Senator Larry Craig.
Yes.
Name
of
ring a bell?
Of course I do. He's so entertaining.
Republican from Idaho was in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport men's room. And supposedly there was a policeman in the stall next to him. And what did he say he was doing? Tapping his foot?
That's what the policeman said, yeah. And then they ended up touching with their hands underneath the stall door, which... you know, was interpreted by the police officer as, hey, this guy's coming on to me. This is a known location that gays go to troll. The senator's statement was, I was just at a wide stance and I didn't know what was going on.
I just had a wide stance. Yeah.
And Lisa, what did he – he tried to make the thing go away by pleading guilty early on to some lesser charge. What was it?
Yeah,
some sort of misdemeanor
some
or something?
Some sort of misdemeanor something behavior.
But then,
I looked it up and then I
– Didn't he also say that he was going to step down?
And then he didn't.
He came out and said that he was going to step down and then changed his mind. And he only has a few months left in his Senate term over there in Idaho because I think he is out of office anyway in January. But that doesn't mean he doesn't still have a congressional office to run. And that's why this story is making the papers, which is he is now taking applications, ladies and gentlemen, to be a summer intern. You can work for Senator Larry Craig, Republican from Idaho.
Yes. Let's call the number and apply.
Absolutely.
You can apply on the website, of course, or you can do it by phone, which is what we're going to choose to do here and find out what's involved. I know you know, answer phones, sort mail, stuff like that, but what else?
Hello, and thank you for your interest in the Senator Larry Craig Internship Program.
Oh, great.
You've called the Internship Program Hotline. In just a few moments, we'll be asking you some questions to see whether you qualify for the internship program.
Okay. Lovely holding music.
I don't know if you have to be in college or if there's a certain age limit or certain hours you have to be available. I guess it's the stuff
we'll find out.
Thank
you for your interest in the Senator Larry Craig Internship Program. If you're a male, press 1. If you're a female, press 2.
Do me. Let me be the...
Okay.
You know, the intern.
2.
Oh, you pressed female.
Yeah.
If you would consider a sex change operation, press 1 for yes, what? 2 for no.
To be an intern? I don't think so. Mm.
Sorry, 2.
Oh. Okay. If you'd like to go back to the beginning of this call and say that you're a guy, press 0.
Oh, my God.
Better do that so we can move
on. Yummy, you're a male. Using your touchtone phone, please enter the number of times you go to the bathroom every day.
What?
Well, times you go
what
to
kind
the
of question is that?
Every day.
You entered 3 bathroom breaks.
That's correct.
Would you be open to more bathroom breaks? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
Which direction do we go here, I guess? Might as well follow where it leads.
Yeah, make the senator happy. Say sure.
1.
You said yes, you'd be open to more bathroom breaks.
That's
excellent. When you go to the bathroom, would you consider your stance 1, narrow, 2, medium, 3, wide?
Well, let's just say 3.
Might
what
as
the
well
hell?
Just 3.
You said you've got a wide stance. You're on your way to becoming an intern for Senator Larry Craig. If accepted into the internship program, what would you say the most important thing you would bring to the position would be? 1, ambition. 2, loyalty. 3, KY brand lubricant.
Oh. Well,
I guess that's the 3, right?
Yes,
I guess, yeah, that's what he wants.
You press 3,
yep.
KY brand lubricant. Hopefully it's the warming kind. Are you currently a college student? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
I think we should. We have to say yes, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
You pressed 1. Yes, you're a college student.
That's correct.
At your current college or university, are you best known for 1, your scholastic excellence, 2, your extracurricular activities, 3, having no gag reflex?
Oh, my God.
This is how you apply to be an intern?
Better go with 3.
Excellent. Congratulations. You have earned yourself a personal interview with Senator Larry Craig.
Oh, excellent.
If accepted into the internship program, you will be directed to go to the Minneapolis St. Paul Men's Booth bathroom. Third stall from the left, next Wednesday at 9 a.m. If you accept this appointment, tap your foot once for yes, tap your foot twice for no. We'll take that as a yes.
No.
See you in the bathroom.
Oh, dear God. Listen, we got to... I don't think we got time for this. I'm sorry.
Dude, it's the most magical time of the year. What are you talking
about? Leap year, leap year, oh, leap year. One extra day is going to happen on February 29th. It's a leap year outside my window. It's a leap year behind the tree. I wish that you guys could see that I have way too much free time in February, and it's a leap year outside my window plane.
Leap year. Every year divisible by 4 is a leap year. Excepting years divisible by 100. 29 days instead of 28. Gregorian calendar. Seriously, I have way too much time on my hands. If your birthday's on the 29th, you get screwed. Everything's going to be okay. All right? Double cross. It's a leap year.
It's a leap year outside my window. It's a leap year behind the tree.
I love February 29th, by the way. I'm very excited by that song.
great.
Why do one parody song when you can do one parody song too many?
When you can do 100 too many.
I was on board. I was on board up to this one.
Come then, on. This
really?
One's
great. This one's one of the best ones. No. This one's awesome. No. Are you kidding me?
No.
You are wrong.
Everything's going to be okay, Ralph.
No.
Fantastic.
He's become a parody of himself.
Really?
That's the
problem. You think?
Yes. He has lost his gifts that he had early on in his career, and now he's just recreating.
Just going through the motions.
Guess we better stop those then. That's a good call,
Ralph. No, he needs to have a better one, a comeback one.
No. Oh, believe me, he's already in the lab working on St. Patrick's Day spooks. Don't even worry about that. He's going to be fine.
That's on the window.
How dare you? It's 6:48 on the Kevin Amin Show. Yeah, your chance to qualify for Rage Against the Machine in Lisbon, Portugal happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Ask a Mexican on the program today. Our friend Andy Dick is going to be here. And will Michael Jackson have to sell Neverland? It's looking like it. All that coming up. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Breaking news.
Yes.
This coming from Star Magazine. According to Star Magazine, photographer Adnan Galib has reported that his singer girlfriend is pregnant with his baby. Britney Spears.
No.
Pregnant.
Oh, no.
With his baby, her third child.
Oh, God. No, 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 no.
Oh, I hope that's not true.
Why would he say it if it wasn't true?
That's not funny.
Why would he say it if it's not true?
I don't know. He gets publicity.
Because he's a loser?
So why don't we kill him?
Why don't we? That's a good question.
Britney Spears pregnant with her third child.
No, though.
Britney Spears is pregnant with her third child.
No.
Britney Spears is pregnant with her third child.
No.
I'm going to say I don't think, I hope, but no.
Cannot accept that.
I'm saying my wishes come true.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Speaking of Britney and her other two children, Kevin Federline has custody, of course, of the two kids. Mm-hmm. But People Magazine says he's going to have to get a babysitter on March 21st because...
Yes.
He's going to be in Vegas celebrating his 30th birthday.
He can take him.
Apparently, Pure Nightclub in Caesar's Palace is paying for the pleasure of celebrating his 30th birthday.
Really?
Why?
It's because he's K-Fed, man.
That's my question. Why?
DJ AM will be spinning, according to the story from People. Last year at his party, his parents were there, and his ex-girlfriend, Shar Jackson, also was at his birthday party. Mother of his other two kids.
Yeah.
But Brittany was not in attendance.
Why did people want to party with him just because he used to be married to someone famous?
Dude, he's not. He's much more than that.
Rap career.
Right. Actor.
Actor.
You see him on One Tree Hill?
Man, no,
he's like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wrestler.
Wrestler. He's got all kinds of things going on.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Dude, I drink your milkshake. That's what he said. It just keeps getting better for Kevin.
What?
American Idol has announced that they finally have landed the permission to use Beatles songs on their show.
Yay!
So the contestants will be singing the hits of the Beatles.
Wow. Well, that makes the decision to continue hating easy.
Where it is, they plan to go to Kevin's house to perform the next show. They'll be shooting live from Kevin's living room.
Not as easy. Hate that show.
The Beatles. American Idol. Everything's going to be all right. Did you see it last night?
No.
Oh, the ladies. The ladies were performing last night.
Nope.
And I got to tell you, some major, major shifting in the polls as
Don't
far as I
can see.
Don't
feel the need. A lot of people watch that show,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
millions,
so they know.
Millions and millions and millions of people.
Okay, so they know.
And they like a little recap. They like a
but
little
But they already know. They watched
touching
it.
On it. Yeah, but we have to discuss who's your favorite. Who do you think did very well?
Don't have to do that.
Wow, look at him. You're bumming me out, man.
This is f***ing retarded.
Speaking of music, this is a great story. Maxim Magazine has had to apologize to the Black Crowes.
Why is that?
The band The Black Crowes has a new CD out, and Maxim Magazine only gave it 2.5 stars.
Okay. And they had to apologize?
Well, here's the thing. The Black Crowes did not release the album to reviewers to listen to before they wrote the reviews. So the guy who wrote the review was just guessing.
He just made it up?
Yes.
I'm thinking it's going to be a 2.5.
Black Crowes was like, dude, no one has heard this album yet. How are you reviewing it, and how are you giving it 2.5 stars?
Wow.
And he's like, oh, sorry.
That's fantastic.
I bet that's about right, though.
See, yeah, you're just like him. Why don't you listen first, man, before condemning?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's embarrassing, isn't it?
You think?
Yeah.
You guys Verve fans? The Verve from the 90s? Remember the Verve?
I think they're good.
Yeah.
They are going to do a reunion show performing at Coachella this spring. That's what they're going to be. And they've announced that they're going to do some follow-up reunion tour dates as well. They'll be performing at the Palms Hotel and Casino on April 26th, if you're so inclined. That's probably the best place to see them if you're from Southern California, because then they're also doing two more shows at Madison Square Garden at 28th and to 29th of April.
Mr. Weatherby told me yesterday that we are driving to New Mexico to spend a day with the Verve.
Oh, good. Breakfast with the Verve.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Amongst the cactus. Cannot wait. Outstanding. Good news. Speaking of good news, has anyone ever been more excited than Dave Sanchez about the following information?
Jericho?
No. Disney has announced Step Up 3.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
On the success of Step Up 2, The Streets. Step Up 2, The Streets. Step Up to the Streets. They have announced Step Up 3D.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. That's a keeper right there.
Step Up 3D.
Dave, you like that movie?
I'm just rad.
What?
Okay. Oh, get close to a question that would be that answer.
I'll try it again?
Yeah. Dave, why do you like that movie so much?
I'm just rad.
See, that would so make a little more better. Sense.
Would have worked better.
Dave seems to believe that he's responsible for the success of the first two, Ralph.
Yeah, let me read you a quick email I got from Dave announcing Step Up 3D. So after endorsing both movies and making them successful at the box office, I think I should be an extra in the third one. Get Disney on the phone. I'll start practicing my freestyle or take lessons. Come on, who's in?
Orange?
I would love to see Dave in that movie.
And in 3D.
Let's try to make it happen. Let's get his
fingerless
on the phone.
Gloves like just flying off the screen at you while you're sitting there in this theater.
That movie must have been incredibly cheap to make, Ralph, because it hasn't been a big box office sensation. I mean, I guess it must have earned enough, though, right?
It's made about $28 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, I can't. That's usually an opening weekend for a big movie.
Right, but
so,
if it didn't cost much, yeah, then
nobody's
fine.
In it. It's all no names, and I guess
yeah,
it's
that's
just
true.
All you need is dancing and some water, some sprinkler systems.
Sure.
Make it look like rain. And a lot of, yeah, well, you're going down. A lot of that kind of dialogue. No need really a script. So, jeez, Britney's pregnant and Step Up 3D all in the same day. Barely contain myself.
It is too much good news.
Eminem's writing a tell-all autobiography. Dutton Books, the publisher, says that they are publishing his memoir, The Way I Am, this fall. Eminem's book, according to Dutton Books, will not pull any punches or get the unvarnished truth about his upbringing and his career. This is Eminem's second shot at writing an autobiography. Apparently, he ate the first one. So we'll have to start all over again.
I'd like...
Because now he's fat.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe fewer books, more records at this point would make me happy as an Eminem fan.
I had to look up to see who Eminem was.
What?
Yeah, I had forgotten.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. No, I'd forgotten. No,
it's been a while.
You hate everything old. How can you like Eminem? He hasn't put an album out since Carter was in office.
It hasn't been that long.
It's been long. Here's a new, speaking of books, here's a new book. New York Post is reporting that Dayanara Torres is writing a new book. You familiar with her?
Nope.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's
this is Mark Anthony's first wife.
Yeah.
That's right. She was the Miss Universe he was married to before he divorced to marry Jennifer Lopez. She is writing a book called Married to Me, How Committing to Myself Led to Triumph After Divorce. Shut up.
What?
It's a big F you, Mark Anthony. I'm so much better without you. Look at me. I'm triumphing now. Not triumphing. Nothing.
That's odd.
Apparently, she's going to help other women get in touch with themselves after divorce.
So she's going Les.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's what's going to happen. She's going
so
to
for
Les.
Everyone else out there whose husband left her for Jennifer Lopez, this book will be useful.
That's right. And speaking of Jennifer Lopez, apparently she has now gone home from the hospital with her newborn twins. Nurses at the hospital said they were completely self-centered babies who scream and cry if they're not constantly catered to.
Is that right?
They take after their mother.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Uh-oh. I was surprised that Jennifer stayed as long as she did in maternity ward, because usually it's a 2 days. You know, usually when you got insurance, they get you out of there in a couple days,
sure,
because they need
true.
The space. There's so many women going in having babies that they have to kind of turn them and burn them. You know, they got to get them in and get them out because they've got, you know, a lot of babies to deliver.
Shut up!
Yet Jennifer Lopez was in the hospital for almost a week and a half now, it seems like. And she just took up all that space in the maternity ward, and no one made a peep about it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know why?
No,
even
why?
Even when it comes to maternity wards, fellas, there's always room for J-Lo.
Yay!
Oh, hey, Ralph.
It's good.
Lay down.
It's good. It's good.
And by good, you mean?
It's good to be me.
Bad.
That's what I'm saying.
And The Two Corys is coming back for yet another season on A&E.
Yes. Is there any good news today?
Yes.
Dude, the return of The Two Corys. Corey Feldman has said it's not just another reality show.
No.
He tells the New York Daily News that they're shooting the show in film-quality anamorphic widescreen. He says the final product will be gritty and grainy.
What is?
Who
is
cares?
It a cop drama? What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, apparently. This season, Corey and Corey go to marriage counseling.
Though they're not married?
God. Yeah. They see a marriage counselor to try to work out their issues in their relationship.
Well, Feldman's married.
No, but Corey and Corey are
married.
No,
going. I know.
Yeah.
But one of the Corey that's not married was angry and getting in fights with the wife and everything else. So
yeah,
they got to work out those deals in widescreen, gritty movie.
Yeah, but the point I was trying to make was that the two Corys are going to marriage.
No,
counseling.
I know.
Yeah, not the guy and his wife, not Corey and his wife. They're going, even though they're not married, two men in marriage counseling.
Yeah.
Because that's how close they are. Stop it, Psycho Mike.
By the way, you guys are talking about how Rodney, what happened to him? Why does he talk? What happened to Corey Haim?
I talk like this.
Yeah, so
he does kind of have a...
And he has spittle in his face all the time.
Yeah. Drugs.
Is it?
Today's celebrity birthdays, Robert Sean Leonard, who plays Dr. James Wilson on House, is 39 years old today. One of my favorite actors on one of my favorite TV shows. How come we've never had him in on the show to talk about House?
We've tried. We've requested him.
We've had Cuddy a bunch of times.
Yeah.
We had Cameron. We had Chase.
Lightning Sing. Oh, they don't like you.
Oh, they don't like me.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's okay. I still like them.
Otherwise, we could have him.
He's 39 years old today. Comedian Gilbert Godfrey turns 53. And Gavin McLeod, Captain Stubing from The Love Boat, is 77 years old today. Now, in honor of Gavin's birthday, I'd like to sing the Love Boat theme in its entirety.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Love, exciting and new.
Shut up!
Come aboard, we're expecting you.
I'm Ralph Garvin.
The Love Boat soon will be making another run.
And it's
the
time to
move. The Love Boat.
All right, then.
Promises something for everyone.
All right, then.
Set your heart on adventure.
Pete, what do we do? Do we just go into the commercial, or how do
you're
we...
an idiot asshole. Life's sweetest.
You're a homo.
I'm Ralph Garman. I work the showbiz.
Let's face it, we all get a lot of email. You go to the inbox, some you want, some you don't, some is junk, some is spam. There's one email I guarantee you don't want to get, and it's from an organization called InSpot LA. And we said, you know what, we got to find out what the deal is behind this. So we asked Producer Lightning to line up somebody for us, and we have the executive director, Deb Levine, on the line right now from InSpotLA.org. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. And I just want to let you know, InSpot LA is actually the place where you can send the e-cards, and our organization is called ISIS, which is Internet Sexuality Information Services.
Okay, tell people.
I apologize.
Tell people how they could use your service.
Sure. Well, if you go to InSpot.org, you'll get a list of 8 cities, 8 states, and 3 countries. And Los Angeles is right up there on the list. If you click on Los Angeles, you'll get to another page, and you'll have a choice where you can either tell them or get checked. And basically the way it goes is if you've been diagnosed with an STD like gonorrhea or chlamydia or syphilis, this InSpot is an easy way for you to tell your sex partners that they may have been exposed. And the e-cards are, some of them are fun, some of them are silly, some of them are serious, but the basic gist is, something's happened since we fooled around, and, you need to get checked out, and when you click back on the e-card, you get a map of Los Angeles and all the different neighborhoods and the local clinics.
So it's a way of telling somebody that you have an STD that maybe you didn't know about or didn't tell them about. And it's anonymous, right?
You have a choice of either putting in your email or sending it anonymously, and 80% of the cards are sent anonymously.
Now, this is interesting. I'm trying to put myself in the situation and figure out how I would use a card like this.
Well, you wouldn't.
Well, okay, maybe I would.
Yeah.
But I call me crazy here, Deb, but I would think that if you're having sex or had sex with someone, you might have a conversation with them. You might, it might be the type of thing that you would do in person or at least on the phone. Why would you need to do this via email?
Here's one of the things that I always say. You know, it's the water cooler in the office. If you had a great weekend, you met somebody new, you scored, you had a good time, you come in Monday morning and you tell everybody, you get a big pat on the back. 2 weeks later, if you come back and say, oh, by the way, when I met that beautiful woman, I also got the clap.
Yes.
Nobody's going to talk to you.
Yeah. And also, that's a difficult thing to call someone and say. True. Hey,
really
remember the other night when, well, you should get checked.
It really is. And we did run focus groups, all kidding aside, in three different cities across the United States. And we asked people if they told their sex partners after they were diagnosed with a sexually transmitted disease.
Right.
Because, you know, 50% of us who are sexually active will have a sexually transmitted disease in our lifetime.
Wow, it's that high.
It's that high. So why it's still so shameful and embarrassing still, it kind of eludes me, but it is.
There are a couple of examples that I'm looking at. One is a human hand holding a little Post-it note that says, I'm so sorry. And then underneath it, it says, I didn't know I had STDs when we were together. You should get retested.
Wow.
And the other one is, you're too hot to be out of action. I got diagnosed with an STD since we played. You might want to get checked, too. And you suggest that you should go, did it say on your site, 6 months?
3 to 6 months you should continue to get checked.
And after. All partners within a 3 to 6 month range?
Yes.
Because for some people, that's a lot of email.
Those cards are going out like crazy.
Right. For, you know, it's really interesting. You can send each card to up to 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the average amount of cards that are sent is between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So we have a few people who send out 6 cards and a few 5, but generally people are sending out 1 or 2 cards at a time.
The anonymous thing is going to be funny, though, because there are going to be people who have only slept with one person in the last 3-4 weeks.
Right.
And they're going to get that, and they're going to call the person and go, hey, anything you want to tell me? What the hell?
Right.
Anonymous, really?
Here's another funny little tidbit about the site. So 80% of the cards are sent anonymously, but there's a place where you can put in a personal message. And 80% of the cards also have a personal message.
Really?
So I think that people don't like to put in their email address because they don't know what we're doing with it or what the government might be doing it or who's putting a cookie on their site, those kind of things.
Interesting.
But, oh, I see.
We'll put in a personal message that says, hey, I met you at XYZ bar and, you know, da-da-da.
I see.
I gotcha. So that's an important point to bring up. And if you're just joining us, by the way, Deb Levine is on, and we're talking about the InSpotLA.org anonymous cards you can send if you think you may have given someone an STD. And we have that link at KROQ.com. So when people use your service or go through InSpotLA, there's no information that is revealed back that will then somehow be used against them or somebody will track them other than just anonymously, right?
Right. We actually have no back-end database. We collect no data about senders, recipients, messages, nothing.
What's the good of this if you can't have a database of loose chicks? I mean, you know, all of these chicks have put out in the last 3 weeks. I mean,
no, it's about privacy.
Okay. And one other question. What's to stop me from sending these to everyone I know to be funny?
I believe, really, human nature and a sense of responsibility.
Nope.
No, we're talking about heaven.
Sorry about that.
We started.
This is
we
just
started in the same place that you did when we launched a site quite a few years ago, and when we put it up, we said if it was used more for abuse than its intended purpose, we would take it down. And this site's been running literally since 2004. So 4 years now, and we have the percentage of complaints is so low, you would be amazed. It's 0.0025%, which is really, really small considering that, approximately 500 cards are sent every month for 4 years.
Wow.
Kevin, tell me you haven't already sent a card to former sports guy Money and former sports guy Jimmy. Tell me they weren't the first two people you sent the cards to.
Kevin,
tell you they weren't?
That's completely fine to send cards to your friends because on any given day, only a small number of us are going to be diagnosed with an STD. But like I said before, over the span of our sexually active lifetime, 50% of us will get an STD.
Gotcha.
So if I tell, sportscaster Jimmy about this now as a joke, you know, it may be that in 6 months he might need it.
Yeah, especially now that he's hooked up with Ben Affleck. You're absolutely right about that. All right, fantastic. Deb Levine, thank you so much for coming on again. It's inspotla.org, and we have a link to this site. It sounds like a very useful service through the Kevin Bean section of KROQ.com. Deb, you're an outstanding spokesperson for this. Thank you for coming
on
with us today.
Thank you.
I know you hate the politics, Kevin.
Yep.
And I know that we still have another 10 months or something like that until the election.
Yep.
But these people are getting out of control. There's, something's got to be stopped. It's going to be a riot. Well, there's a story in the news this week about a guy who stabbed his brother-in-law in the stomach because one of them supported Barack Obama, the other supported Senator Clinton.
So he stabbed him?
Stabbed him right in the stomach. Yeah. They were having an argument over their candidates and ended up being stabbed. And there's a long way to go between now and the election. That's all I'm saying.
Those two candidates aren't even that different.
No, they're pretty close. I mean, you'd think if they were opposite parties, stabbing is ridiculous.
No, that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, yeah. I would stab a Republican.
But Obama's an advocate for stabbing. He said as much. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in his platform.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I'm going to punch you if you say that again.
Well, I think this is the point, is that sometimes, and I'm sure after the fact, I don't know this, but I assume that after the fact is one guy woke up in jail and the other guy woke up in the hospital in critical condition, they thought, maybe it didn't need to come to this. Maybe there was a way to settle this beyond getting into an actual fight over it.
You don't think drinking was involved, do you?
I'm going to go with yes.
Maybe. Perhaps it was.
I killed a dude once who said that Taylor Hicks was better than Catherine McPhee.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow. Back in the day when that was all heated.
Where'd you hide him? Huh? Where'd you hide him? Where'd you put him?
Your house.
Oh,
excellent.
Yeah. Good.
Well, you had to defend your girl. I don't blame you there. But this kind of got us into the conversation of after the fact, you can look at it and realize that maybe you overreacted. Maybe it wasn't worth actually getting into a fight or, God forbid, really, really hurting somebody over the fight. And we thought we'd take some phone calls on this topic. 1-800-520-1067. What's the clever name that we came up with for this one?
Really?
Big Bros.
Little Beefs.
Big Bros.
Little Beefs.
Big Bros.
Little Beefs.
Big Bros.
And Little Beefs.
That is clever.
Big Brawls and Little Beefs. It's got to be a tiny, tiny, tiny thing that started it. And then it's got to blow up to ridiculous proportions in the fight.
Marriages have ended over just the most ridiculous.
Well, that's because women are involved. Anytime you put a woman in the mix, you're going to get an irrational response.
1-800-520-1067. If you had a tiny little fight and it turned into something like stabbing somebody because they're going to vote for another Democrat, the same party. What
so
the hell?
Best case scenario would be I want to go to McDonald's, you want to go to Burger King, so I end up running you down with my car because of it. I mean, that's the sort of stupid argument and the sort of crazy response that we're looking for. We may not get that lucky, but we do want to hear your stories. Didn't we almost have something similar to this in the Kevin and Bean family a couple of years ago?
Years ago, I almost punched Kevin.
Ralph threatened me.
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
I tried to get him to fight me. He wouldn't fight me, actually.
I don't blame you. Kevin could be infuriated.
Absolutely.
Really.
Lisa realized this wasn't a little beef at all. It was completely justified.
What happened?
We're talking about these scumbags who put out this DVD series called Bum Fights.
Oh, those are awful.
Where they would pay, like, homeless mental patients $20 a piece to fight each other, and then he'd videotape it and sell it on DVD. And Kevin was like, this is great. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be awesome. It's like, this is the lowest form of scum that would do this. And the argument escalated to the point where I threatened to beat up Kevin. I said, well, let's you and me fight for $50 then. Come on. We have our mental capacities. Let's go right now. You and me fight.
Part of the problem, though, is when I see Ralph getting heated, I like to poke him. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, boy with a stick.
Because I don't remember.
I can't believe you've gotten hit. You haven't gotten hit.
I don't
more.
Remember specifically that, although it sounds like something I would have done. But if Ralph starts getting angry and I can see that, then I'm going to go hard on the, I love it, I'm going to watch it, that kind of stuff.
That's what the guy was saying.
It's fun.
Obama's much better candidate than Hillary. Next thing you know, in the business end of a butcher knife.
It's fun to watch people spin out, you know?
Lisa's right. You deserve to have been hit a few times over the years, though. Yeah. All right. 1-800-520-1067. Here's a great example. Let's talk to our friend Raul. He's in Van Nuys this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Raul, welcome to K-Rock. What was the deal?
What's up, guys? Lisa May.
Hey, Raul.
Me and my friends are playing Monopoly.
Yes, the phones just went dead.
Kevin hung
all
up
all of them?
Good times.
Yeah, phone bank dead.
Yeah.
How about that?
That makes this bit so much harder.
They got into a fist fight over Monopoly. They were playing Monopoly, and they got into a fist fight.
Nice.
Wow. Well, we'll have to reset everything. 1-800-520-1067.
I'm Steve from Pasadena.
We'll see if we can get the phones working.
I killed somebody once.
No, don't say that.
Please don't say that. Don't say that.
We'll be right back.
Talking about the one guy who stabbed the relative because they differed in political candidates that they were going to vote for, and how sometimes a silly argument can escalate into violence. Hey, guys, about 2 years ago, my friend and I were watching The Mighty Ducks on TV, and I made the remark that Emilio Estevez' best movie ever was Maximum Overdrive. My friend said, no, it was The Mighty Ducks. Well, first we started arguing as a joke, but then it got really serious. My friend got so pissed he threw the remote at me. He rushed out of the house, and we didn't talk for about 3 months. Yeah, you're right. It's pretty stupid looking back on it.
Wow.
This is the sort of thing that we're talking about, although that story would have benefited from some actual violence beyond just throwing the remote. But 1-800-520-1067, looking for your tales this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
All right, let's start with Gil in Foothill Ranch. Good morning, Gil.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi,
what
Gil.
Happened?
Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hey, I have two cousins that they're actually brothers, and they actually one of them stabbed one another from a last line of blow. They were, they were partying all night, and one of them decided they wanted the last line. The other one wanted to give it up. And
yeah, you don't hog the blow.
No, you don't. You know, it's like that last slice of pizza. Same sort of thing, man. I mean, that's the best slice, and sometimes you feel like you've earned it.
You know, the funny part about it is that the cousin that got stabbed, he went into a coma, and when he came out of it, he started looking for the guy who stabbed him. To the day, he still doesn't know who stabbed him.
Oh, really?
Dude, awesome.
He doesn't know that it was his brother?
It doesn't know it was his brother.
Does he listen? Might he be listening?
The family kind of keeps it from him because they don't want him to find out.
Yeah.
Might he be listening?
They're older guys. They're all about 45. 50.
All right. Good luck. Call us back if you heard this. Thank you.
Let's talk to Ryan in Newport Beach. He's on line 7 here this morning. Now, this is something I can't imagine getting into an actual fight over. But, Ryan, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Kevin, Bean, Ralph, Lisa, May.
Hi, Ryan.
What happened?
I was talking to my mom. She wanted me to vote for American Idol, and I said no. Skipping me.
American Idol.
Yeah. Well, it ended up she hit me with a hairbrush, and I left home and fell asleep in an alley.
You did the right thing, Ryan. You got to stop that AI somehow.
Oh, my God.
Your mom hit you because you wouldn't vote for American Idol. Wow. How come she can't vote for American Idol, by the way?
I don't know. You can vote as many times as you want.
Yeah, maybe she was just trying to get as many people as possible to call and vote for the candidate she liked or something.
Let's go to Raul in Van Nuys, who we talked to a second ago but got hung up on. Raul?
Yeah.
You got in a fist fight over Monopoly. At what point of the game?
I'm really aggressive, so I don't like it when people go off the game. I'm like, oh, I quit. Here, you could have my properties. I'll tell them no. Either you sell them to people or you give them back to the bank. And they're like, and I'm like, no, you can't do that. You can't just give them to somebody.
So a guy wanted to quit playing Monopoly and you wouldn't hear it.
No, I would say, look, just give it back to the bank because why are you going to give away your properties? I need Boardwalk. I got Park Place. And you want to quit with Boardwalk. Who quits with Boardwalk?
Exactly, Kevin. Who quits with Boardwalk?
You need some help, Raul.
Like Raul's friends don't like him and wouldn't give him their properties.
That's what it was.
And I am not surprised.
He's going to hand them to somebody else, and Raul's angry.
No, you're not going to do that.
Wow. If he were more popular, these things wouldn't happen.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Donna is on line 4 in Pomona. Let's hear some girl fights. We haven't had too many of those on the show so far this morning. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa Mary.
Hi, Donna.
What'd you get in a fight over?
We have a third friend who mispronounces the word syrup, and I think he's an idiot. He says it.
How does he say it?
He says it's syrup.
Syrup, okay.
It's like awfully close, Donna.
Oh, it just bugs the hell out of me, so I was picking on him, and my best friend, my best friend Kat, she told me to stop picking on him. We actually got in a fight, and it got so bad and out of control that I was like, oh, I want to hit you. She's like, hit me. And so I punched her in the stomach. And the worst part about it was that she just had abdominal surgery like 3 weeks before.
Oh, Donna.
I know.
But she should have learned to say syrup the right way.
Have you ever looked it up? Are you sure that's the right way?
Everyone says syrup and syrup just sounds really, gay. And it bugs the crap out of me.
I think she might be wrong.
Going to war. Going to war.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, Donna.
Well, that's worth hitting a woman in the stomach who's just had surgery over, I'll tell you that. I don't think anyone could argue with that.
Let's go to Drew in Corona. Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Drew.
Me and my buddy were watching the Steelers, and my Steelers were beating the Seahawks, and he started saying he was drinking beer, and he said that this tastes great. And I told him, no, it's less filling. And he said it tastes great, and ended up we were going back and forth. He ended up pushing me, so, you know, we got into a big old fist fight.
You did not fight over less filling tastes great.
Yeah, I didn't end up talking to him for a whole year. And, he just started coming back around.
but it was really your football teams that you were angry over.
I think he was getting butthurt because the Steelers were beating his team, but that was the fight. Less taste great, less feeling. I don't know.
Well, that's a good fight. I think that's solid. It's a solid reason. Thank you for calling, Drew.
All right.
Hey,
Bye.
Look, if you can't stand up for what's important in life, Kevin, what are you going to stand up for?
And now, a moment with Ralph.
I feel like the guy who found out that, you know, that the, what was that, oh, never mind. I don't know. We don't have time for me to figure out what I'm trying to say.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Watergate. It was Watergate.
Oh, that's
just thought of it. Just came to me.
Just came to you.
Just
now?
Came to me now. Yeah.
Good.
Days later.
A couple weeks later. Everybody needs to know what it feels like to be me every once in a while.
No, they don't. So. No one should have to go through that heartache. It's like losing a child. No one should have to feel that pain.
It's rough, but it's a way of life.
No. It's just not natural.
It's
no
way
one
of
should
life.
Have to feel like that.
It's the way I live.
No,
man.
It's just not natural.
It's my day to day.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous Kara. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to Bobby Vega from Los Angeles. He just won the CD catalog from Rage Against the Machine and is qualified for the drawing. We do this about this time tomorrow, a little earlier, for the trip to Lisbon, Portugal to see Rage Against the Machine in concert. Destination number 8 of the K-Rock World Tour 2008. More chances to qualify coming up. Gustavo's here already, by the way.
Yep.
Because, you know, those Mexicans, man, they're early and industrious people. So he'll be joining us just after the news for another round of Ask a Mexican. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Thursday. What's going on?
We found him in the corner of Fairfax and Olympic just saying he would looking for random work on radio shows.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just sitting outside a radio studio just trying to
take
up some
calls for cash.
Exactly, yeah. So we put him in the back of the pickup, and we brought him here, and now he's going to do some radio for us.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Oh, God, I wish Britney Spears was pregnant again. Oh, my wish has come true.
Oh, don't even say that. Don't even joke about that,
but that's
Ralph.
Just a rumor.
It is real.
It's a real rumor.
Until they say it's not. That's okay. The way I'm looking at it, because it's going to be so much fun.
If it's not on TMZ.com, I don't believe it anymore. That's my standard now. And I don't think they're up reporting it's true yet, so I refuse to believe it.
Word from TMZ, we contacted them first and foremost because, you know, they're our entertainment website of record.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're not sure, we're working on it. That's all they gave.
Okay.
Last time this rumor came up, they were right there to say, we don't think so.
Right.
This time they're working on it.
This time it comes from the mouth of Adnan Galib.
Oh, bro.
The photographer that Britney has been on again, off again now for a couple months.
Glendale!
According to Star Magazine, he is saying that Britney Spears is pregnant with his baby, her third child.
Oh, please say
yes.
That's not true.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Guys, I know this is a stupid question because we're talking about Britney here and she's retarded, but if you've already lost your first two kids because you're an unfit mother, I don't know, aren't you on the birth control?
Hello, third time's a charm. Ever heard that phrase before? This time she's getting it right.
Bean, I think the problem is anyone who has that feeling of I got screwed and it wasn't my fault and all that, of course they would go for it again.
Turns out her birth control pills are right on the shelf next to her psych meds.
Yeah.
And she opts just to bypass that entire shelf.
She could take one or two of those.
Every day. Just goes right past it. Here's some great news. Now we know why Hulk Hogan and his wife split up.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, the Hulkster had an affair with a friend of his daughter, Brooke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm.
Her name is Christiane Plunt.
Christiane Plunt.
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 Yes. She was working with Brooke on her 2006 CD. That bomb.
She was working on more than that.
Yeah. And the two had an affair.
What's up with that?
Christiane tells the National Enquirer, my relationship with Terry, that's Hulk Hogan's real name.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Tell me, brother, Terry. I'm sorry, what was that, Hulk?
Nothing.
Being slipped in the Hulkster.
Nice.
My relationship with Terry began at a time when Terry and Linda privately knew that their marriage was ending. Terry's a good man, good father, and a good friend, and he and I grew close at a time when he was going through a very difficult period.
Yeah, I bet you helped him through that, didn't you, Raver?
How old is she, Ralph? Does it say in the story? It
says she's 33 years old.
Wow, that's a little older than I would have expected.
Right then, but I know it was wrong.
Mm.
Having the guilt and the pain build up, I gave a note to Brooke apologizing for my actions.
Why would she do that?
I'll never be able to fully forgive myself for this.
What's wrong with
this? I've lost an amazing friend.
You said, sorry, I slept with your dad? Is it one of those things?
Yeah. Apparently, she didn't think it was wrong to blab to the National Enquirer about it.
Wow.
Well, as you can imagine, Brooke is shattered.
Sure.
She wrote on her blog on her website, current mood, sad. Category, life. When your best friend and one of your closest family members that you have loved unconditionally since your first day on this earth betrays you together, you could maybe find it in yourself to forgive one day, but you will never forget the hurt they caused you.
Okay. Ralph.
What could she be talking about?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we might need to have a chat with the Hulkster tomorrow.
I think we need to see what was he doing sleeping with.
The Hulkster has nothing to say.
Sleeping with his daughter's friend. Let's see what the Hulkster has
it's
to say.
The new Bean voice. We're very excited about having it here on the show. So maybe
I don't
tomorrow morning. Really
do voices.
Oh, yes, you do. You do the Hulkster.
Brooke also read, I am shattered by the fact that I look like a moose.
Oh, my goodness.
She added that in her blog.
Did she?
I wish she had.
That's an odd thing to say.
Sure is. You know, they keep teasing us with this Justice League of America movie. Come on, you're all excited, right? Like I am?
Not like you are. I don't know anyone that's as excited as you are.
They said it was fast-tracked for production during the strike because they already had a script. Then they pulled it because they said the script wasn't really quite ready, so they were going to have to wait till the strike was over in order to do some doctoring on it. Well, apparently, it's back into pre-production and planned for a 2009 summertime release. So everyone just hold on. About a year and a half, we'll have our Justice League movie.
Do you mind if I don't get excited about that yet?
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited.
The cast originally mentioned may be still performing in the film. Adam Brody from the OC as the Flash. Common as the Green Lantern. Armie Hammer as Batman and Megan Gale as Wonder Woman. By the way, if you're not familiar with Megan Gale and her work as a supermodel in Australia, I suggest you get your ass onto Google and find yourself some photos of her. Because she is diabolical. I'm very excited to see her in spandex. Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Back together?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Now that she's pregnant again, she's attracted to him. She's attractive to him. Apparently, Kevin's got full-time custody, but he's going to have to take a break in a couple weeks because on March 21st, he's going to Vegas to celebrate his 30th birthday.
Yes. That's more important than spending time with your kids.
The Pure nightclub at Caesar's Palace is paying him for the privilege of throwing a party for him. DJ AM will be spinning, and apparently it's going to be quite the bash. So,
I don't blame him for having a 30th birthday party, but I'd like to ask Pure, is that who it was?
Pure,
yeah, it's Caesar's, always Pure.
What are they thinking? Why would you pay him? You're paying him
so that they can say he was at our club. Blah, blah, blah,
but
blah,
is he
blah,
still
blah.
A draw? I mean, would anyone go to that nightclub because Kevin Federline was there?
Look, they do it with Paris Hilton all the
time. Well, I know, but
is she a draw?
She's a little bit, I don't know.
At least she may be in a sex video with you if you get lucky. You know?
It's true.
He's just a hanger-on kind of a loser, you know?
I'm going to be in Vegas that weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, then you might want to stop by.
I want to see if I can just linger outside, maybe work my way behind the velvet rope.
Yes.
See if I can do a couple shots with K-Fed.
Get some interviews. That's what we need.
Yeah. Are you here to see K-Fed, really? I'll ask those questions.
Rob, is that the weekend we're going to see the Don Rickles show together?
The weekend I'm going to see Don Rickles in Vegas, one of the great comedians of all time. I'll be checking that out.
To see Don.
You are not going to be with me, however, because you have that thing to do, remember?
The thing was with you, though. I was going
to No, there's a new thing you have to do now.
He doesn't know about it yet.
Yes, he doesn't know about it yet, but he's going to be busy finding out who burnt down his barn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. He's going to be very busy with insurance papers and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm getting a premonition that maybe his barn might burn down.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just guessing. Here's a great showbiz story. Jamie Lynn Spears, of course, is pregnant. She wanted to be just like her big sister. Just wanted to be famous just like her big sister. And see where that got her? Well, now Ali Lohan!
Is this Lindsay's sister?
Lindsay's little sister, 14-year-old sister, tells Teen Vogue that she wants fame.
Yes.
How badly does she want it? Well, here's her quote. Really bad. So bad. So bad you don't even know.
Wow.
How old is she?
14.
Ooh.
She says it's so cool when people look up to you. I've already been asked for my autograph, and it's really just a really good feeling to have. Oh, dear Jesus. Protect us all.
Yes. Kiss, kiss. Bang, 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 bang.
No, Rodney. No. Down, Rodney. Bad, Rodney. get a squirt gun.
Oh!
Keep Robbie off the couch. Today's celebrity birthdays, Robert Sean Leonard. You know him as Dr. James Wilson, Greg House's best friend on the TV series House. 39 years old today. Gilbert Gottfried, comedian. Affleck Duck. He is 53 years old today. And Gavin McLeod, who played Captain Steubing on The Love Boat back in the day. He is 77 years old. And I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That looks like our old friend Gustavo Arellano, ladies and gentlemen, from the OC Weekly, the Ask a Mexican book. He is back in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Morning, Gustavo. How are you, my friend?
Very, very good.
Good to talk to you. What have you been up to? What have you been doing? Besides the new YouTube channel, first of all, congratulations
on
that.
Yeah, you know, Mexicans, we have to take over everything. Now it's time to take over YouTube. So,
what's your channel? It's YouTube.com.
/ Ask a Mexicano, because Ask a Mexican was taken over by another dumb Mexican. So YouTube.com/ Ask a Mexicano.
We're stealing your Ask a series and using it in every way we can. And somebody else is doing it online.
I love it.
So you have to do Ask a Mexicano. And you put up new video every Thursday?
Every Thursday. Okay. You know, it's going to coincide with the column itself. So every Thursday, the column comes out, OC Weekly and LA Weekly. So might as well on YouTube also put something up as well. So,
I got you.
Sure.
All right.
Now, what's the guy who got Ask a Mexican? What's he doing with it?
It's invalid now. Somebody canceled it. He's not doing anything with it. Because I tried to
But you can't get it?
I can't get it. No.
That's a waste.
Yeah, YouTube, MySpace.
I hate people who get websites and then don't do anything with them.
I agree, Kevin. I couldn't be with you more on that.
Bean has 30 and he's done something with like one.
Yeah, pretty much.
You never know when one day I'm going to get a hair up my butt to do something with England Dan and JohnFordColey.com. You never know.
That's the next big thing, I'm
sure. Ask a Mexican is one of his, by the way.
I knew it.
That's not true. Come on. Now, listen, as we always do about once a month, once every 6 weeks, whenever we can get Gustavo in, we invite your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have questions about the Mexicans and their people and their customs and their language and anything that you've always wanted to know and you just haven't had the ability or the opportunity to ask the question, that's what Gustavo's here for. I'm going to start with one that came in via the email, Gustavo, because every time people know you're coming in, they write to us with all these questions. And I think this is a really, really good one. This comes from Stephanie. Why is it that the Latino community seems to be throwing its collective support behind Hillary Clinton rather than Barack Obama for the Democratic presidential nomination? I mean, that's how Hillary won California, was because of the Hispanic support.
Yes.
Right?
Are they doing that?
Yeah, shameless plug. That I actually answered that question this week in my column.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
you do? Okay.
Yeah, so really brief response. I find it amazing that people have this fascination with it because, you know, the big conspiracy is, oh, you know, Mexicans, they'll never vote for a black man. Never mind the fact that if Magic Johnson ran for mayor of L.A. tomorrow, he'd kill Tony Villaraigosa in a landslide.
True.
So, you know, when it comes to Latinos voting for Clinton, it's specifically, you know, the name. That Hillary Clinton, everyone says, oh, it's not Hillary Clinton, it's Bill Clinton's wife. And every single Latino loves Bill Clinton the way they used to love JFK and all these other politicians. That's really the only reasoning why. Barack Obama, I didn't even hear him until, what, 2005, 2006? So why are people really fascinated with people not knowing a first-term senator from Illinois as opposed to somebody who's been on the landscape for 14 years now?
I'm only speculating here. Stephanie doesn't say this in the question, but I wondered if maybe it's because a lot of people assume that a minority would vote for another minority given the opportunity, given all things being equal.
Probably, but you could also argue that a minority would be women, especially women politicians, so you'd think that they would also vote for them. So it's you have really two minority candidates going off against each other, so I would assume most voters are just going for the person with the proper name. And any Mexican, by the way, who won't vote for Barack because he's black, he should be deported immediately.
Wow, okay.
Yes, no, seriously. No, I'm totally serious, because that's just being racist.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, thank God for the – I mean, Hillary would already be out of this race if it were not for the support that she gets from the Hispanic community. I mean, that's really what's kind of keeping her afloat. That's really the only area Asians also. Asians and Mexicans is really the only area that she is winning against Senator Obama. I mean, he's getting everything else now.
Yeah, well, you know, but we never hear people talking about Asians. Oh, why are they all voting for Hillary? It's the same reason Mexicans are, for whatever reason.
Okay. All right. Good answer.
We're going to take calls at 1-800-520-1067. Before we got into that last question, we should have played this, so let's do it now.
Mexican Americans don't like to get up early.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Did somebody order Mexican?
All right.
Because we can't start the segment without it.
That's correct. We did, and it just didn't feel right. Let's begin with Dwayne in Corona. Hi.
Hey, boys. What's going on?
Ask about
Dwayne. My question is, how did the phrase Holmes come about? I mean, I hear that all the time.
Holmes?
What's going on, Holmes?
Holmes comes from homie, and homie comes from I don't know.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, Homer Simpson. Exactly.
Yes.
I know the book. It's a book that was published by the University of California Press. It's in my home. If I could just drive down here in a second and pick it up, I could actually read to you the passage right behind it. I'll answer it very soon in my column.
Okay.
It's just a nice way of saying I can't answer it. Yeah, there is an answer, definitely.
All right. Thank you, Dwayne. Let's go to Gary in Upland. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, fellas?
Ask
a Mexican. Go ahead.
Hey, why don't they put their children in car seats when they're driving in the car?
They can't afford it.
Not enough car seats.
You see all these kids are in the front seat when their mom's lap, you know, and it just drives me nuts.
Well, yeah, they probably can't afford it. Number one, number two, as long as the kids are in the car, they're not hanging out of the window. That's perfectly fine as long as they don't get in a car accident or anything.
Sure,
you know,
I gotta use that one on my wife.
As long as there's no wreck.
Yeah, as long as there's no wreck. Hey, there's no problem with it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Gary. Let's move along.
What's the rule in California these days? I know it changes from time to time on how many guys you're allowed to put in the back of a pickup truck. Do they have to be like roped in or belted in or anything
unlimited.
Like that?
Yeah, they have to be roped in or unlimited, but Mexicans, we never got that bulletin. I mean, you go to any truck, you'll have 15 guys just hanging out, literally hanging out of a car, perfectly fine. We have the best sense of balance in the world.
Well, why aren't you guys killing at the Olympics like on the gymnastics teams and stuff?
All right, let's go to Tyleen, who's a teacher in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Whoa. Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, I'm a high school teacher, and I really want to improve, you know, kids' scores. And so I call some parents to call me back, and Mexican parents never call me back.
Do you call them in Spanish or in English?
In English.
Oh, well, that's why. They don't speak English. They're like, they probably think you're a telemarketer or something. So they're not going to respond back to you.
But they don't hear, hey, I'm your kid's teacher. And
they don't understand that. No, you know what happens most of the time? Sometimes the parents are just too busy. They just assume, oh, you know, it'll take care of itself, the kid. He'll get better grades in school. The best way to do it, if they're not going to respond to your calls, just go to their house. I know that I don't even know if teachers are allowed to do that, but that's probably the most effective way. You have to continue to pressure them. You really have to just smack them on the nalgas and make them, you know, improve with their kids.
And if they don't open the front door, Tyleen, jump the fence and go around back.
Just like we do.
Even if it's a free education, I have to go get them to care.
So, well, just like any parents, really, for the most part. I would say most parents are apathetic, specifically with Mexican immigrants. I'm sorry, but since they are immigrants, they're going to have a little less understanding of the American system, and you do have to hold their hand and get them into the teacher's place.
Wow. Plus, classroom. Tyleen, by the way, is calling from the U.S. government. Which I think may concern some people.
Exactly, that too.
That's possible, yeah.
They probably think you're La Migra.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Paul, who is calling from Corona. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, Holmes?
Hey, going to Holmes.
Hey, why do light-skinned Latinos, why are they prejudiced against dark-skinned Latinos?
They're continuing the one true tradition in Mexico, which is the lighter-skinned you are, the more powerful you are. And that all goes back, of course, to the Spaniards who conquered the Aztecs, and since the Spaniards, they were the pure-blooded Españoles, they looked down on any Indians. And even to this day, it's the most ridiculous thing. My parents, they come from tiny little villages from the same part of Mexico, in the state of Zacatecas.
Right.
Right next to each other, my mom's whiter than any of you folks here. My dad's super dark-skinned. The both ranchos, they're equally poor, but my mom always said, oh, yeah, the people from my village, we're good people. Those people down there, they're Mexicans. You know, they're
really?
Just not good. Oh,
isn't
yeah.
That interesting? Wow.
That's not only reserved to Mexicans,
no,
too, though.
Black
guys get clowned all the time.
There's just something in the human psyche that likes lighter-skinned people more than darker-skinned people. And it's, you know, it's disgusting, but that's how it is.
And wants to figure out a way to be better than other people.
Yes, but specifically in Mexico, it got institutionalized. It got, you know, the people who had power, they would always try to claim, oh, you know, I'm 100% Spanish, or I come from Spanish people. I have no Indian blood in me whatsoever.
That's effed up.
It is effed up.
You guys probably remember the Dr. Seuss book about the star-bellied sneeches. Exactly, that's exactly what it's in reference to.
Star-bellied sneeches.
I don't remember that book.
It was about Mexicans?
We're going to take
a
break.
They were trying to teach the kids about the differences about how one is better than the other just because one has a star and one doesn't. And it was to teach that exact same lesson that you're talking about there. That's weird. I had not heard that.
Info game.
All right, we got a ton of calls here, but I think we have to take a break, right?
We'll take a break and come back with Gustavo Arellano. Sorry about that.
No, it was fine.
Can never say your name. YouTube.com, Ask a Mexicano.
Mexicano.
Is the website if you'd like to go to it. We'll be right.
Mexican Americans don't like to get up early.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Our friend Gustavo Arellano back in the studio. The world-famous K-Rock here this morning. 1-800-520-1067. Of course, the popular Ask a Mexican column that is syndicated in newspapers all over. And the book Ask a Mexican is still out. Now the new YouTube channel, too. Every time you come in, the phones just explode, Gustavo. I can't imagine there are many questions you haven't heard yet. But you told us one time on the show that you're backed up like 2 years with questions
Six
you haven't answered yet for the column.
Six years? Write faster.
I got to hire a new trove of Mexicans to take all the questions. My archives is 223 pages of questions, all of them unique, that I haven't answered yet.
And so you basically just grab them from wherever and make a long list.
Yeah, just that's the hardest thing every week for me to do is try to think, what is a question I'm going to answer this week? Even on this show, like that Holmes question, honestly, I've never heard it in my life. No one's ever asked me that question.
How about that? We should have given that guy a prize. All right, let's begin with John. He has an interesting question in Huntington Beach. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to know because I feel like an outsider. I'm Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
My mom came from Mexico, but when she was a young girl, you know, growing up, she went into stores. They would always yell at all. You know, most of everybody was white then, and they were telling, "Hey, speak English, speak English." And so she didn't teach any of us kids Spanish.
Yeah.
She was ashamed of it. And now I go into stores, and they're all owned by Mexicans, and they look at me and they right away start speaking Spanish to me, and I just look at them like, you know, deer in headlights.
Do they look down on you because you don't speak Spanish?
Yeah,
exactly. They look at me and then they start, like I'm some kind of uppity.
They call you a pocho, right?
I don't know.
I don't even know. In Mexican culture, it's looked down upon if you're a Mexican in the United States and you don't know how to speak Spanish. Or if you always go back to Mexico and you don't know, you know, you're not completely 100% fluent in Spanish, they call you a pocho. And pocho, pocho comes from the root word that means to rot. So they're basically saying you're a rotten Mexican.
He turned his back on his own society kind of thing?
You know, it's a strain. It happens with Mexicans, but it's a strain that happens all the time in immigrant culture. There's always this bemoaning of, oh, our children, they're not like us, they don't have our customs, they don't have our language. That's not to say they don't want you to become American assimilated. There is a bemoaning of it. But I do think it's hypocritical that, you know, these Mexicans say, oh, you know, speak better Spanish. Hey, you guys could speak better English, too, for those people. That should be your comeback, by the way.
I don't understand what they're saying half the time. So, you know, I grew up in Huntington Beach, you know, so, I mean, you know, I don't know anything at all, you know? So
yeah,
I was just wondered why they look down on. I mean, I was just like, you know, I love my culture, I love it, you know.
No, you don't, apparently, John.
Yeah, you know Spanish, man.
Thank you for the call.
Got a couple of car questions here this morning for Gustavo. Let's start with Danny in Los Angeles on line 4. Ask a Mexican on the world famous K-Rock. Go ahead, Danny. You're on with Gustavo.
Good morning, guys. Listen, Gustavo. First of all, I'd like to give the shout out to Fresnillo, Zacatecas, my mom's hometown.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Puro Jerez, hey, listen, right here, man.
You know, I grew up in Boyle Heights, and I'm not involved in the lowrider scene. I see it a lot, though, and I know what a sports suspension setup is. I know what an off-road suspension setup is. But what is a hydraulic system setup or airbag setup? Well, what's that purpose? Well, I mean, it's like a non-functional purpose on a car.
Oh, no, it had a function. It started back from the 1940s. Lowrider culture started in the 1940s when pachucos, they would put sandbags on the back of their trunks to make it lowered. The cops would come, give them a ticket, oh, your car's too lowered. So they started putting in hydraulics, so when the cops would come, the car goes up.
And then when they're down,
it goes down. Yeah, I mean, it's documented. Lowrider magazine actually did a history of the lowrider. That'd be really great.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, I would tell people, you know, find that book and get all your questions about lowriders there.
Cops come along and you just put it right up and you're fine.
It's perfect.
I like that. Let's say good morning to Richard, who's calling from La Habra. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Richard?
Ask a Mexican.
Okay, Gustavo.
Hey, ¿qué onda?
Okay, tell me what the deal is with the pop-out rims on the cars.
Pop-out rims.
That comes out from hip-hop culture, from, you know, Dre and those people back in the 90s. And the great thing is, people always say, oh, blacks and Mexicans hate each other. But it's always, you know, symbiosis between them. You know, black guy or hip-hop artists, they got the lowriders from us. They started the rims and all that stuff, and they gave it back to us. So I don't know who exactly invented it, but with any cars,
kind of a mixture.
Yeah, you always try to show off. You start getting the flashier rims, the lower cars, the bigger hydraulics, the bigger Aztec maiden with with big huge breasts on the back of your trunk.
Now we're talking
all that stuff.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Hey, let's go to Gene on line 2. He is an actual private investigator who has a fascinating question. Hi, Gene. Ask a Mexican. You're on with Gustavo.
Hey, Kevin Bean, Lisa May, Gustavo.
Hey, what's up?
I'm a private investigator. I've been doing surveillance now, primarily workers' comp, insurance fraud-related cases for the past 17 years. And out of, on workers' comp solely, without exaggeration, 90% of the people I go after are Hispanic. And I just want to know, what's up with that? I mean, that's not just an honest statement. There's no racism involved in that whatsoever.
90% of the people that you go after for fake workman's comp are Mexicans.
Yep, exactly. I nailed a guy yesterday that's working as a drywaller for a company. He's actually still working for the company that he was working for, but his foreman is hiring him under the table. While he's getting workers' comp, he's out here working, doing drywall.
You know, that's totally bizarre because all the Mexicans I know, they work even with broken feet. My dad, one time, he literally broke his ankle. He's a truck driver, so you need to use your feet.
Okay.
And he didn't go for a doctor for 3 weeks. He couldn't even wear a boot anymore because it was so swollen. So, I mean, I'm not saying you're lying, but... you're lying.
No.
It's strange.
But that this guy was working hard still, too. He was just also collecting workman's comp.
You know, probably in that case, you're trying to make extra money on the side, so you're going to defraud the American government. Why not? You know, I don't condone it at all, but that could be the only thing.
It could also be the area that he investigates might be highly Mexican as well. Who knows?
Like most of the workers there are Mexican.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, I have a question, Gustavo, before we go back to the phones. Recently we had the election here in California where there were a bunch of initiatives on the ballot about American Indians. And I was just wondering, as a people, if the Mexicans have feelings for or again the red man.
In Mexico, the red man. In Mexico, we hate the red man. Here in the United States, not so much. I don't even think we think Indians exist anymore. We think Indians are all based down in Mexico and really short and look like Guatemalans.
Oh, really?
Up here, you know, we see a Mexican, we all think that, or we see an Indian, no matter what kind they are, we think they're Mexicans. When I was in Arizona, every single person, I'm like, oh, that's a Mexican. No, I'm Navajo. That's a Mexican.
Really?
No, I'm Hopi. Yeah, because they're kind of dark skinned like us and so forth like that. They have, you know, black hair and all that stuff. So we really have no opinion. Probably the only opinion we have, I don't know the poll numbers for it, but I was assuming, you know, most Mexicans, they know enough about American history to know that the native man was screwed over, so we're just going to vote for whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in Mexico, they're despised.
We just our vote was F the Mexicans. F the Indians, I think, is how it actually read.
Hey, let's take one more from Karen in Fullerton on line 3, because this is the question that comes up every single day when our friend Dave, who answers the phones here at K-Rock, who doesn't speak any Spanish, when he comes in and opens his mouth, this is the question that we have as well. Karen, go ahead. You're on with Gustavo.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Karen.
My question is, how come third generation Mexicans that don't speak any Spanish have an accent?
What type of accent are you talking about now?
Like, you know, kind of accent, you know.
Yeah. That's how Dave is, our phone screener.
Like, I don't know.
I'm too tired. I don't know. And we say, speak Spanish. I can't.
Every region in the United States has an accent. If you go to Boston, they talk like lace curtain Irish there. If you go to New York, you know, you have more of an Italian accent mixed with a Jewish accent. Here in Southern California, that's the accent that Mexican Americans have. If you go to Minnesota, you know, they speak don't you know. So the point I'm trying to make, though, is
can I hear your Fargo accent again, please?
Don't you know? I'm
sorry. Like, ask for Fargo as well again.
Yeah, I mean, the point is that every place in the United States has their own accent. Every ethnic group has their own accent. So the longer you stay here, the more likely you're going to start speaking like that. So that's why Dave speaks like that. It's not inherent to Mexicans. It's inherent to anywhere in the world if you stay there long enough.
I think our first thought with him is, if you speak Spanish, we understand the accent because this is your second language.
Yeah.
But if you don't speak Spanish, then where are you getting the accent from?
Yeah.
That's just everyone he hangs out with.
It's regional dialect.
But white guys don't talk like that. People who were raised in the house next to him that are white guys don't have that ridiculous accent that Dave does. I don't get it.
Don't knock that accent. So regal.
Don't be stupid, Bean. It's because I live in L.A.
That's Dave.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, we're out of time for today, Gustavo, but the column is going great. The book is still selling. You got the YouTube channel now. You got the AskAMexican.net website. You got an empire, don't you?
The Reconquista will be televised eventually.
You're the man. We like having you in.
Thanks.
Thank you. This is what's weird, because Andy Dick is on his way in. He'll be with us in the 9 o'clock hour this morning.
Yeah.
Who's more likely to be groped, Kevin or Lisa? That's what I can't
tell you. Hard to say.
Who has to worry?
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch has been foreclosed and will be auctioned off next month unless the singer pays off his bill. He has a loan that he needs to pay back for $24,525,906.61.
You know, it's so funny. We see all of these stories every single day on the news about the foreclosures. I think the foreclosures this past month were up 57% over a year ago. And people, they get upside down on these houses. They owe more than they're worth. And sometimes they just drive away and leave them. And that's what it looks like Michael Jackson has done. It looks like he's just moved out of the country. And he said, you know what? I'm not even going to attempt to raise the money. I'm not even going to attempt to try to keep Neverland. Just let the government have it and auction it off.
So it looks like it's going to go to auction. It includes the house as well as all personal property inside, including fixtures and appliances and furniture and, quote, all merry-go-round type devices, rides and games. So it's basically everything there.
There's got to be some sort of hardcore Japanese fan who's a multi-millionaire who's going to want to buy Neverland just to say he has it, right?
Yeah, you would think. And it may open up some kind of a you know, who knows,
yeah,
a museum or some kind. Yeah. It's already listed, actually, in the San Ynez, California real estate listings.
Oh, okay.
And we have a representative from United Pacific Realty on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very good. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better.
We're very interested in bidding on in the auction of property number 37594A.
Oh, excellent choice. What a wonderful little fixer-upper that is.
Okay.
You guys have some great taste. It's really quite an amazing property. I think you'll find you get a lot of value there for your realty dollar.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, sir, because I don't know what all is the article. The listing is very small in the newsletter here. I don't know what's included in that purchase price.
Right now, it's listed at $25 million, and for that you get the property, of course, and the house, which is really quite amazing. I've got the listing here. I haven't been through it myself, but apparently, are you a big wine drinker? Do you like the wine? Because they've got apparently something called a dungeon that could easily be converted into a wine cellar.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right now it looks like it's decorated apparently for Halloween. There's all these little dwarf or midget skeletons hanging around.
Oh no.
Are you sure?
But we'll clean that right up for you. You just put in some racks and you got yourself a heck of a wine cellar.
So you haven't seen it personally?
I haven't. I've just reading the listing here. Apparently one of our inspectors has gone through.
Okay.
It's got huge walk-in closets, which I don't know if you're a married fella or not.
I am.
Are you a married fella?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just kidding. But it's got the walk-in closets and right now, of course, it's filled wall to floor to ceiling with aquadots. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, aquadots.
Yeah. We'll clear those out for you, and you can just put your clothing right in there. But there's about 14 million packages of aquadots in there.
Wow.
Oh, very
wow.
Strange.
Why would somebody need to use something like that to get little kids to play with them?
Then, of course, outside the property itself, outside the home, there is, of course, the petting zoo, which
sure
is, if you got the kids, it's terrific. The previous owner called it the heavy petting zoo. I don't understand what that means at all.
Oh, no.
You can check that out. Apparently, animals are quite hungry. No one's been working there for a while, so you might want to feed them if you pick up the plate.
Wow, okay.
All also right. Located on the property itself is something the previous owner called the thinking tree.
The thinking tree.
I'm not sure what that means. We have groundskeepers there who are currently cleaning the tree. There's apparently small underwear hanging up all the branches. I don't know what that means.
Come on.
But apparently we'll clear that up before it starts, you know, before the season comes when the leaves show up.
You would probably need to, yeah.
There's did you know it's right across the road from a prep school, Midland Prep School?
No idea.
So it's got great location for the kids. If you got kids who want to go to a prep school, it is an all-boys school.
Oh, really?
But apparently this is a Midland Prep School right across the street. You can check that out.
Yeah.
There is a miniature railroad on the property.
Okay.
Well, that's cool.
It goes all entirely around the property, which is a lot of fun for the kids.
Sure.
The conductor's seat itself has a strange vibrating post in it, however, though, that we're trying to get removed. So,
what's the vibrating post
for? I don't know. It's right there in the middle of the seat. I can't imagine.
That's weird.
Also located on the facility is a medic doctor's office.
Okay.
We have medical facilities right there on the property.
Really?
Okay. That's interesting.
It looks like it's for kids. It's decorated with race cars and cowboys and spaceships and pirates and oddly, the chair does have stirrups in it, though. I can't quite figure that out.
Oh, man.
I can't really understand what's going on there.
It's just not. Maybe you should go have a look.
I don't think so.
Mm.
No. This whole thing's a little too creepy for me.
Yeah. I think I'm right there with you. No.
Leap year, leap year, oh, leap year. One extra day is going to happen. It's a leap year, outside my window. It's a leap year, behind the tree. I wish that you guys could see that I have way too much free time in February. And it's a leap year, outside my window pane.
Leap year. Every year divisible by 4 is a leap year. Excepting years divisible by 100. 29 days instead of 28. Gregorian calendar. Seriously, I have way too much time on my hands. If your birthday's on the 29th, you get screwed. Everything's going to be okay. All right, double cross. It's a leap year.
It's a leap year. Outside my window. It's a leap year. Behind the tree.
I think it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it. I'm going to go get it. That's a keeper right there.
Game. I agree. 8:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show Thursday morning. Is Mr. Andy Dick here yet, by the way?
Yeah.
I believe so.
See.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, there
okay.
He is.
All right. Then I'm excited that he's here, and I can't wait to talk to him. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Still don't like that as much as Omar's earlier work, earlier in his career.
I agree.
Get a little self-referential there. It goes from being about leap year to now he's quoting Cucamonga Heat and talking about how much time he has on his hands. It's not pure like the other ones were, you know?
I think it's
forward to St. Patrick's Day. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm ready to move on.
Send him back into the lab and tell him to reinvent himself.
I heard he was working in the lab late one night.
Did you hear
yeah.
that?
Mm.
Yeah. How about that?
Hey, what are you doing Saturday?
Sex.
Cool. When you're done with that, come out to Santa Anita, won't you? We're having the Santa Anita Handicap Day Microbrew Festival, and I think it's nice that we have a day for the handicapped people who want to come out and drink beer and play the ponies.
I don't think that's what it means.
I'm glad to see them wheeling around, wheeling up to the betting window going,
I don't think...
I would like $5 to win on number 6.
It's not that kind of handicap.
What? I think it refers to the races that are being run. Betting on the races, I think, maybe, right?
Oh, the Santa Anita Handicap Race.
Yes. Yes. That's what it is. Yes.
I see. You know, the
horses
for that race,
are in wheelchairs.
$1 million.
Ooh. Dude.
Win that race, boom, quick mill.
$1 million.
It's an inside joke. Anyway, we're having our Microbrew Festival out there. We do it a couple times a year. It's always a blast. Come out to the infield at Santa Anita Racetrack, which is just off the 210. Or the I-10, if you're coming that way, just east of Pasadena in beautiful downtown Arcadia. I will be there. Lisa May will be there.
Yes, wicked cool, yeah?
Lightning will be there. Psycho Mike will be there. Dave the King of Mexico. Assistant producer Alex. Cat Corbett. DJ Omar Khan on the ones and twos. And live music by a band called the Bee Foundation. I wonder if they all wear wings and striped sweaters. Wouldn't that be cool?
Would
the letter B?
I'm going to go no on that.
Did I mention you get a free digital alarm clock just for showing up?
No.
You didn't say that.
How about that? Now you're interested.
Lisa, do you have a message for everybody that comes down there?
Oh, F me.
Okay. Well, we got a tent set up just for that.
Got a tent for that.
Gates open at 10 a.m. The first race is at noon. It's just $5 to get in. Just come. Just come there. Just everyone just show up.
That's what she said.
It's going to be a blast.
Beautiful day this Saturday, too, by the way.
Yeah,
the weather's
going to
be a little
bit
of rain last time you did it, but this year, this weekend's going to be great.
There was no rain last time we did it. We were expecting it, and it was perfect for the event.
Right.
Rained before it, rained afterwards, but during the event, it was blue skies and sunshine.
Yeah. So, thank God.
So it worked out, and I think this week will be
Saturday,
even better.
Saturday, Saturday!
Wear cool clothing, though, because for some reason, if it is 75 degrees in Pasadena, at the infield at San Diego Racetrack, it is 412 degrees.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure. What
right.
The, must be the mountains there or something.
I think bikinis are required
There's
for women.
There's never any clouds. It's
there
just
isn't. It's
clear
just
as a bell.
It's bright and hot. So come on out. It's going to be a good time. Hey, Britney Spears is pregnant. How about
that?
Yeah! Oh, don't say that.
Don't even joke about that, Ralph.
According
That's
to Star
funny.
Magazine, Adnan Galib is saying that Britney Spears is pregnant with his baby, her third child. Good times.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
No.
That would be the new bottoming out for her. Just when I thought she maybe had already petered out and was on her way back up, now this sets her back quite a bit.
If she had bottomed out, she wouldn't have got pregnant.
See?
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't her problem.
I don't get that.
I don't either. But right. Some sort of ass joke. Really? She's going to have another kid?
No, please say no.
Please say no.
Would the state just step in immediately upon birth and say, we got to take this one?
I don't. I think the state does that, but I think there needs to be an exception.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Good news for Kevin, the biggest American Idol fan on the show, of course.
Oh, dear God, I hate that show.
It's just been announced that American Idol has the permission now to use Beatles songs this season. It just came to grips with Sony ATV Music, which holds the publishing rights to those songs. So now, finally, we can hear wannabe American Idols slaughter Beatles songs.
That is
really slaughter songs.
Great
oh,
news,
Gilligan.
That I can miss both.
See,
at
Kevin
the same
hates
time.
American Idol and hates the Beatles.
Yeah,
Kevin hates all good things.
The problem is with American Idol is that I don't like any of the music they choose ever.
Dude, last night my Irish chick was singing "Magic Man" by heart.
Yeah,
no, not
okay.
"Magic Man." Crazy on you. Oh, was that good?
This is so exciting. I wish I cared.
How can you not love Heart?
I don't hate Heart, but if that's the highlight, I'm not. I'm out.
It was 70s.
That's the best?
Night. 70s night last night.
What else did they sing? Disco?
Me and Mr. Jones.
Okay, I'm out.
Don't Leave Me This Way.
Okay. Enjoy.
Leave Me This Way.
You guys have fun with that.
All right, I got some good news for you, Kevin.
All right.
I feel like bad. I'm bringing you down. Let me lift your spirits.
All right.
Disney has just announced, off of the success of Step Up to the Streets.
Oh, yeah.
Step Up to the Streets. Step Up. Step Up to the Streets. Never get that title right. Step Up 3D.
Yeah. Step Up 3D.
The dancers get to save the rec center in three dimensions.
How about that?
How about that?
That is going to be really
great.
They're
going to pop and lock right into your lap.
Yes, they are.
They're going to come off the screen and just pop right in your face.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
I'm saying. They're whack dance moves.
We're still talking about dancing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are going to just jump out of the screen right at you.
Excellent.
What?
I'm so excited.
What needs the 3D treatment more than hip-hop dancing?
That's true. I'm in.
Yeah. Dave, the King of Mexico, is very excited, by the way. He would like to be in the next film.
They have good dancing.
We can make that
happen. He would
somewhere.
Like to be in the next film.
He said he would like to be in the next film. He thinks that after all the press and all the endorsement he's done for both of those films, he should be in the third one.
I would
one.
Like to see him dance
so
in it.
Maybe we'll have to make that happen. Of course, if Dave, the King of Mexico, ends up in a feature film,
yeah, oh yeah,
I'll kill myself.
You'll take your life.
Yeah, I'll take my own life.
Double benefit.
Oh, I see. I see how you roll. Double benefit. See, this is why Lisa says that you're infuriated.
Yes.
I'm not infuriated.
Everyone would back me.
Everyone
on that.
Hates
how
you.
How dare you all?
Remember Kathleen Turner wrote that book about her life and said Nicolas Cage was a drunk and a thief?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Said he stole a chihuahua?
Mm-hmm.
Then Nicolas Cage slapped her with a libel suit. Oh. Now, all of a sudden, Kathleen Turner's desperate to get a hold of him and apologize.
Oh, interesting.
Well, if you say someone's been arrested for something and they never were, you lose that court battle. I can understand why she would be rethinking those words at this point if it really isn't true.
According to the New York Post, she's been calling him to try to talk the matter over and left messages with his reps, but he won't return her phone calls.
Yeah.
More of a phone call protector. That's what Nick had to say. Doesn't make any sense, Nick.
No.
Why would you say that? No one knows. And Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen could soon be in your living room.
Oh.
Apparently, according to People magazine, the two are set to publish a coffee table book about their lives called Influence.
Thank God.
It'll feature people who the girls find interesting, challenging, and creative.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Like Christian Louboutin, the shoe designer, and Lauren Hutton.
Wow.
This sounds like
wait.
The worst book ever.
Yeah, it does.
So,
thank God.
Look forward to that. And speaking of books.
People I like. I mean, basically, that's what they put out a book about. People
who
they
will
like.
Dress me for free.
Yeah. I'd love to get a copy of that.
And, you know, Kate Beckinsale?
Ah!
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know she has a special name for her private parts?
No.
Mike. No.
Perfection?
Wants the mic.
Belongs to Mike.
Yeah, that's what she named it.
Yeah. I'm sure she would like someone who could make an impact on her nether regions as opposed to you, Psycho Mike. Yeah, all right. According to this interview, she calls her special place...
Vagina.
No,
that's too
easy. That's what everyone calls
it. Not it?
She calls it the Pharaoh's Tomb.
What?
The Pharaoh's Tomb?
Yes.
Really?
Why?
Because she claims only a handful of people have seen it.
What?
It's like a mythical archaeological dig.
Is that where they go in the new Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Just blow the dust off of it and put on my spelunking helmet.
Wow.
Gear up.
If that's the case, she's not sharing.
And I am going to get the jewels from the Pharaoh's tomb.
Dude.
I'm going to put my sarcophagus right in there.
What are you talking about?
Egyptian things, trying to make it sound sexy. I'm going to take my magic...
Gigantic vagina. Biggest vagina known to man.
Magic scepter.
Huge! It's gigantic.
Massive jeweled
gigantic.
Orb at the end.
These big vagina ladies are getting away with murder.
All right.
Something should be done. I don't know what can be done, but something should be done.
I will lower myself in like Indiana Jones.
With his bow wave.
Get out my whip.
Vagina.
Get out my pistol.
I think we understand.
I think we got it.
Snakes. Why did there have to be snakes?
I don't know what that means.
Ralph certainly has a lot of imagination.
Indiana Jones is afraid of snakes.
Yeah, I know that.
And he drops down into that giant hole, and there's snakes in there.
Yeah.
Oh. So I would want to find snakes in the Pharaoh's tomb.
No, you wouldn't. I would guess not.
It's just a vagina.
Find Nazis in there? Be bad. Their face is melting.
All right.
Find the diaphragm
of the
covenant.
Is that the car in there? What is that?
The 1940s car?
Yeah.
I guess.
Did you say the diaphragm of the covenant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a dustbuster?
I don't know what she's got going on.
Are we cleaning up in there?
What the hell's
going on? Expecting company? Wow. Today's celebrity birthdays. Gavin McLeod, Captain Steubing of the Love Boat.
God damn.
Used to be in Bush? Lead singer?
No, that's Gavin Rosdale.
Oh.
Gavin McLeod was Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
Ah.
He's 77 years old today. Gilbert Gottfried, who's a comedian. He is 53 years old today. And Robert Sean Leonard, who plays Dr. James Wilson, Dr. House's best friend on House. He's 39 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the Pharaoh's tomb.
Here's how the meeting went yesterday. Producer Lightning came in. He said, "Hey, guys, do you want Andy Dick to come in?"
Yes.
Didn't care why. Didn't care when. Just said yes.
He's promoting. Yes.
No. Yeah, can't we talk care. About what I'm
We can't talk about what you're promoting?
Well, yes, I'm promoting a live show that's happening tonight.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Right. But first, Andy, it's been way too long since we've seen you. You have been a frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show over the years.
I think it's been. I think
it hasn't been that long. I
wow. think so.
Well, then we're bad friends if it's been that long.
I'm the bad friend because
that's
it's
true.
Just.
You are. You're the bad friend.
it's
just too early in the morning, baby.
Yeah,
I know.
If I knew you were here, baby, I would have gone up. Years
I'm
ago.
I'm always here.
Oh,
you
yeah.
forgot about me.
I guess I did.
Because we know how far and how fast Andy will go for a hot chick. That's what he's famous for.
Last time you were here, your household was too full.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
Still?
No.
No?
I cleaned house.
You cleaned house?
I cleaned house. I moved out to the valley.
Okay.
With my son, Lucas. Which, okay. There he is.
Hello, there's Lucas.
Lucas and I are doing a show tonight.
What kind of show?
Oh, that's the comedy.
Okay.
Comedy. When and where?
Tonight at 7 at the Acme Theater.
Oh, been there.
Okay. No, don't show up. It's going to be sold out.
Really?
So don't even show up, baby. Well, you can come backstage.
You could put my name on a list.
You just come backstage, baby.
Wow. Impressive. Lisa today.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, what are you and your son doing? You don't really do stand-up.
Exactly.
Well, so what are you doing then. Tonight?
So what will you do?
I will do my version of stand-up, which really, like you said, is not stand-up. It's
Are you going to sing? You do funny music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Are you going to bring a guitar?
I was thinking about that when I got here. I should have brought a musician. I should have brought one of my guitar players.
Little Brown Absolutely. Ring, one of the best songs ever. On
like, Little Black Hole. No. You got it right. How are you, though?
We are good.
You're
good.
Older, I'll tell you that.
You got that right.
You look
like 700.
3 years rough on Kevin, right?
I haven't got a lot of sleep lately. I don't know why.
3 years.
Do you have a new baby?
This isn't about me, though. No, I don't. No,
why don't you get sleep? Frustrated.
Insomnia.
Booze. Probably just booze. Nose
Seriously.
Candy. No, I don't.
No, no.
But this isn't about me. Come on, Andy. This is about you now.
Here's what I tell people. I say, are you sleeping through the night? Then you're doing better than me.
Ew.
Nice.
Because I'm looking. Look at this. Coffee.
Why do you not sleep?
Booze. No. Come on. It does affect your sleeping patterns.
Yeah, I
it
know.
It does. It does.
I know. That's why.
Know that.
I know.
But Andy, listen, I want you to focus, my friend. I want you to pay attention. I want you to listen because we need some answers. We don't get to see you very often. We need to get caught up in just a few minutes as to where you're at and what you're doing and how your life is because, frankly, the only time I see Andy Dick's name is when I'm watching you get forcibly removed from the Jimmy Kimmel show for assaulting Ivanka Trump or thrown out of a nightclub or, out in a video with Dr. Drew. I mean, it just seems like your life is crazy again, and that concerns me.
Dr. Drew's chasing you around?
It's always crazy. What do you mean? It's crazy again?
Is it crazy?
There's some times where it seems like things have settled down a little bit, but now it seems like you're off the rails a little bit again.
What? Again? Come on.
Still?
Andy.
And what's the question?
How are you?
Rails.
Are you healthy? Are you well? Are you happy?
He wants to know if you're sober.
How do I look?
That's what he wants to know.
How do I look?
You look
like
good.
Like crap.
Right?
I mean,
you look fine. Yeah,
well, that's the connection then.
All right. Are you working at all?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a new show that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Okay. When does that start?
Can't talk about it.
This year?
When can you talk about it?
You're on it right now.
Okay, there's a camera in here. Okay, yeah. But so when is it for next year? I mean, just give us a general.
In the fall.
Okay, in the fall.
All right, what have you been doing to support yourself for the last 3 years since we've seen you? Is it all the news radio residuals?
Hooking?
I could retire. I could have retired 2 years ago.
Money-wise.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, well, hell
from
yeah.
From the TV money?
20 years of doing this bullshit.
Yeah, you can't say that.
I didn't.
No, that was good self-editing. That was good.
So you don't even have to work there.
So money-wise, you're set. You could just retire.
Yep, I'd like to, wouldn't you?
Sure, but I don't know.
Look at this fool. He moved out to an island.
I know. Mm-hmm. He's not a fool. Yeah. We're the fools.
I know.
We're in here.
I know. We should lie.
He has it so much better in his parents' basement.
All right. So it's not about me either, though. It's about you.
Right.
So you could retire. You don't need to work, but you are a creative, vibrant person, and you have something you want to share with the world, right?
Well, to be honest with you, the only reason I continue to work is right there.
Your son
is your boy.
He's just what you said. He says, "Dad, create, do something. Come on, you're bored. Create." I don't feel like it. I don't want to even get out of. That's why I haven't been on your show in 3 years.
You
don't
want to
get out of. Are you kidding me? How do you?
Well, you arrange your schedule that way. You arrange your schedule that way. I mean, you're used to doing it.
Well,
so
okay, go ahead and rearrange my schedule.
That's too tough.
You have to go to bed.
And what
like...
is this guy? He's like a pit bull.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't think you were here last time he was here.
I have not been in studio since Andy has come in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dude, Psycho Mike. That's been a long time.
Psycho Mike.
Yeah, he's looking you up
in the
nail,
Andy's
by
interested,
the way.
Mike.
Yeah. More than interested. Anyhow.
All right, we'll pay for a date if you'd like to go out.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be good video. That'd make good video.
we'll turn the cameras off, though.
Wow, all right now. Andy Dick is here. We can't tell what he's doing. We don't know where he's living. We don't know anything about his life, but we're going to take a break and come back and see if we can crack that nut right after.
Who was that singing?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. I saw Donnie Darko.
Yes.
With that fool singing.
Billy Corgan?
Yeah.
Billy. You guys went to see the movie together?
No. He happened to be in the same theater at the Sunset 5. And then we were walking out, and I saw him. And I'm like, Bill, hi! Because, you know, I know everybody.
Of course. You do.
And then he said, I don't like movies like that.
Did he?
Yes. And I said, because he said, that makes me want to do drugs. And I said, no. That I need movies like that so I don't do drugs. The end.
Andy Dick. Andy Dick right there.
I like when you end your stories with the end. Because that doesn't happen much anymore. I think that's a good trend.
And speaking of, by the way, have you seen my movie? And this is, I'm not on this show to promote my movie because it was a year ago. But did you see the one that I wrote and directed?
So good.
You saw it? You know what?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Andy.
I will bitch slap you from way over here.
I like you a lot, and I would have seen it had I been aware of it.
Danny Rohn, first time director, and I wrote it and directed it. You son of a bitch!
Did you publicize it well? Did you?
Was it on MTV?
Lionsgate? No,
really?
It was on Comedy Central. Aired it. Yeah. Yes, you
I
go.
Think
go
I
and
saw
rent it.
I think I saw that.
Danny Rohn, first time
I
director.
That.
I wrote and directed it. Right, Psycho Mike?
Yeah,
we're going on a date, aren't we?
Andy Dick's going on a date with Psycho.
He
puts himself on the air a lot. And we don't like it, so I hit him in the nuts whenever I can.
So why are we here?
Who's the young man to your left?
This is my son, Lucas.
Hello. Hey, Lucas.
Lucas
There's
Dick.
A guy in our studios that claims to be Andy Dick's son.
You must be adopted, right, Lucas?
No.
I was adopted.
Right, but that's not the question.
talking about Lucas
this
now.
This boy here came right out of my nutsack.
Oh, dear God.
That's quite
you
a
must,
surprise.
You must be proud, doctor? Lucas.
You came right out of this musty, pink, scraggly nutsack.
Oh. Andy right, and Lucas already. Are going to be on
and
stage
welcome.
At the Acme Theater
you're
in Hollywood tonight. Lucas, your dad did not do a very good job of explaining to us what you guys are going to be doing on stage tonight. What's happening?
Will
at the
Acme tonight? Will you please explain?
Well, I'm doing stand up, and he does his own show. Have you guys seen his show before?
We've seen parts of it, and he's brought in his guitar many different times and done songs for
it's
us.
Pretty much that, hour.
Yeah, sure. So he does his show, and then you do stand up.
Yeah.
No. He does his first, and then I do.
He's the opening act.
Yeah. Of course. My son opens for me.
All right. Andy, can you be objective about Lucas? You're a bit of a comedy genius. Does Lucas have the goods? Does he have what it takes to make it in Hollywood?
Sometimes, you know.
A little shaky?
Like me.
He's sitting right to your left. Why can't you just say yes? What's the downside of lying?
He's encouraging dad.
What am I?
But what's the down?
I'm starting out.
Every time. You know? You're great. Fantastic. I'm not great.
Is this the first time that you've tried it?
No.
We've been on the road.
Yeah. We go on the road. Yeah, literally. He opens for me on the road, and it's awesome. People, they don't believe that you're my son, first of all.
Yeah.
And
because we know how babies are made, Andy. That's why. That's where we get confused.
I have three kids, by the way.
You do not have three kids.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah, I do. And he's 20, and the other one is 13, boy, and then a 10-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Lucas, why do you want to go into show business? Is it just because it's what you know from being around your father all these years, or what?
Yeah, why?
I like it. I like to perform.
Does your dad try and talk you out of it?
Yeah, he does, actually.
He does. Uh-huh.
Is a lot of your act about your dad?
That's what I was going to get into. Let me tell you something. I wrote a bunch of his jokes.
No.
You're
not helping him.
About me. And then he abandoned those jokes.
Yeah. Do you mean?
Well, they were about me, Andy Dick, right?
Right.
And then I said, Do you still tell those jokes that I helped you write about me? And he's like, yeah, but now it's not Andy Dick. It's just some other drunken, anonymous fool.
Wow. That's
when I don't open for you, though.
Yeah,
are you going to talk about me, tomorrow?
Andy? Why do you?
You are.
Oh yeah,
that's got to be a wealth of material for God's sake. How can he not?
It is.
Now you moved in with him when you turned 18.
When he turned 18,
yeah, the day I graduated.
You didn't.
The day he graduated. Because
we were suggesting perhaps that you
would knock. Hi, Daddy.
Did you know?
No. Are you kidding?
You just didn't know
he existed.
No. Didn't know he was moving.
I don't know.
No. Of course I. Come on.
I don't know what the relationship is. When did you move?
You know who didn't know that I existed? My dad.
He didn't know.
Swallow that, you son of a
bitch. It's not my fault.
No, really. I told you I was adopted.
Yeah.
And
your dad, you don't know who your dad is.
I found out.
Oh, you did.
I called him, and he literally did not know that I existed.
But he must have been so disappointed when he realized it was you. I mean, seriously, let's think about that.
Really?
All right, let me cut to the chase because everything goes through a filter and comes out all confused when Andy tries to tell a story. Lucas, let me ask you. At one point, did you live with your dad and then move out and then move back in at 18? Is that what we're learning here?
Well, I lived with him the summer of June, from my junior to senior year.
Okay.
Where'd you grow up, though? When you were 10, where were you living?
I was with my mom.
You're living with your mom, okay? And then eventually you decided to move in with dad. That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Bad choice.
And what did your mom say when you told her, I'm moving in with dad?
She was pissed.
Not asking you, Andy. She was mad?
I guess she was mad, but, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think you'd have been better off being raised by Britney. I got to be honest.
Or wolves. How are you going to act
wolves.
Like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Andy, let's talk about one more thing because, as usual, we're getting low on time already.
Okay. One more then.
You want very badly to date Psycho Mike, who works here at K-Rock, right?
You guys want to go out on a date together. By the way, that is going to happen. So we don't even need to talk about it.
What's your idea of the date you'd like to have with Psycho Mike?
He's literally licking his lips, Bean.
You already asked if you could hug him, and he accommodated that. But Mike, you're down with going out with Andy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him to my favorite restaurant, Luke. It's called Luke.
Okay.
And she is the number one chef in America, by the way.
All right.
And then, you know.
Then to the White Swallow or wherever.
Then dessert is right here.
God, you can't even deliver it.
What is it you hope to accomplish with your date? I mean, you look at Mike and you just want to do him?
You know what? Obviously you do, buddy.
He does.
Obviously you do. You are trapped on the island all alone. whacking it to Mike, probably. Are you married still?
Yes,
He claims to be.
My sexuality is not in question here, Eddie.
Yeah. He claims to be.
Either is mine. Everybody knows I'm a little wiggly.
Right. So but here's what I want to make sure we all understand here. You want to go out on a date with Mike. Mike is saying he'll go because he thinks it'll be funny. But your intention is to end up fooling around with him. Though,
oh, we
right?
will. Right, Mike?
Yeah, why not? I definitely
come over here.
I'm definitely a top though.
Go over
I'm definitely
there.
A top.
Oh, well, really? Then we have something to work out.
Oh no,
Mike, you're leading the poor guy on. You're leading him on because you're not really going to do it.
It's a first date. You don't make demands.
Are you going to come? Come here.
On the date with Andy.
Why are you rubbing his stomach?
He's rubbing his boobs.
So beautiful. Look,
his chest,
goosebumps.
Back, arms.
All right, we have guys make it out in the studio now.
Okay.
Right. Kevin and I will pay for the date if you guys want to go out, Andy.
Fine. I'm ready. Not tonight, though. Unless.
No, we'll set it up. We'll set it up. Not
whenever
tonight,
it's good for you.
You have your show tonight.
Yeah, you got your show tonight. That's the thing.
You want to come to the show?
Yes, he does.
Possibly.
Yes, he does. Yes,
we're going to do this, though. It's happening.
I'm
ready. I'm going to hold you to it.
I'll see.
All right. I think we've had about enough of this. Listen,
you're the gay one, by the way.
Andy and Lucas at the Acme Theater in Hollywood tonight.
Yes. That's why he had to move to an island.
Let him get
he's
the plug
so
in.
Gay.
Let him get the plug in for
that's
you.
That's what she said.
And then look for some new.
I am a rock.
Some new
I live on an island.
TV show coming soon. We'll talk to you about as we get closer.
He said, he's not giving details.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying Andy has a future project. That's all.
And when that future project comes on, we'll have you back in.
Thank you. Anyhow, thank you so
much. You're welcome.
It's been years since I've seen you.
We'll see you in another
three. Now we know why.
And by the way, who's that Rodney? Is that really Rodney?
Which Rodney? The one that we play a lot?
Rodney Pingenheimer.
We don't see one right now. We don't know where you're looking.
You hate Rodney.
No, we don't. We're fascinated with him, though.
I love him.
We are fascinated
with
him.
I eat with him at Cantor's.
Do you really?
Yes.
Is that
He's
code?
He's a friend of mine. My phone.
That's a euphemism?
You're so gay.
See?
You're so gay.
That's Rodney. That's what Rodney thinks of you. All right. Tonight, Acme Theater, 7 p.m. You can see Andy Dick and you can see his son, Lucas, performing comedy. Lucas, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Andy, thank you. We'll see you in another three
God
years.
God bless you.
Bye now.
Guys, that was one of the weirdest half hour of radio I have ever been a part of in my whole life.
Yeah, on
Andy
and off the
Dick
air.
Called being gay. Yeah. How gay are you when Andy Dick calls you gay, by the way? I was curious.
Extremely we are going to take way. Your calls at 1-800-520-1067 right now for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. You give us a call, get on the air, get a prize. But it was just so weird because Andy, who, by the way, on the best, most lucid day is almost impossible to have a conversation with, he was so distracted by how much he wanted to have sex with Psycho Mike that he really wasn't paying attention to anything Kevin or Bean or Lisa were saying. He was just staring at Mike the whole time he was in.
Yeah.
I'll go in
and how many times
you?
Did he ask you to walk over there and touch him?
Like four.
And how many times did you walk over and touch him?
Like four.
I'll go on a date with you. Let's do it. Let's go on a date.
We got some good pictures of his hand down Psycho Mike's pants that we're going to put up online.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mike, I know it's funny that you play gay on the air and stuff like
that.
Do it for the show. You seem very eager to have Andy touch you all over a few minutes ago.
Sometimes you have feelings inside that you just can't explain.
You can't deny them.
It's just nature.
I can explain them.
Who's wanted to be gay more than Mike, though, in his
True.
Life? I mean,
he's
really
fighting,
desired.
Fighting to be gay.
Yeah.
You always hear stories about guys who are fighting against their gayness, and they get married, and they live their lives in the closet, and they're desperately trying to be straight.
Badly
Mike's a straight guy, desperately trying to force himself to be gay. Yeah.
He'd be such a good gay guy.
I've already said that. Like, my lifestyle and everything would be so much better.
Yeah.
If I just didn't like just that pesky vagina.
Just cut your poor, long-suffering wife loose and do it. You and Andy Dick.
Maybe your true love.
Well, they are going to go on a date together, and we are going to film it, and that will definitely happen. And if I know Andy, he'll be calling every single day until it does.
I certainly hope so. Time for your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
Toll-free 1-800-520-1067. You also get dinner from KFC along with Beowulf. The director's got a DVD from Paramount Home Entertainment now out and available everywhere. Won't you please enjoy
it? I'm Beowulf. I'm here to eat your fried chicken.
It's a new scene they just put in.
They did?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Johnny in Pasadena. Good morning. What to do?
What up, baby boo?
What up, Johnny?
I was wondering if you guys knew about Billy Blanks' son, Cardi Oki, Tybo Tate.
No.
Cardi Oki?
Yeah, he does. He teaches you how to do cardio while singing Black Eyed Peas at the same time.
It's a big legal battle between Billy Blanks' kid and the people who put this together, this tape, apparently.
Oh, really? Why? Yeah. What's the battle? Who owns it?
Yeah.
It's gay than Psycho Mike.
That's tough.
Cardi Oki.
Not much room on that side of gay, by
yeah,
the way.
Good.
Yeah. All right, thank you for the call. Billy Blanks Jr.
Yeah, didn't know.
Following his dad in the fitness business.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. Let's go to Marvin in Los Angeles. Good morning, Marvin.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, I got a complaint, though, today.
Okay.
Andy Dick was pretty gay, but not gayer than Ralph Chobe's show today, man.
Oh. Ralph Chobe's show?
Yeah.
What was wrong with
What's
Ralph
wrong
Chobe's,
with
show?
Chobe's show?
What was it wrong? He goes from American Idol.
Yeah. Bad.
To Kevin Fett. What is his name? Kevin
Federline.
He needs a babysitter because they're going to do his birthday who knows where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Britney Spears being pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To Step Up 3.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's covering it all.
To, what's it called? To him singing the Love Boat song. Come on, Ralph.
Yeah, he did sing the Love Boat song. That was gay.
That's not gay, man.
Yeah. Nothing gay about the Love Boat, my friend. Isaac the bartender was banging hot chicks all the time on that show, man.
Oh, come on, Ralph. You're my go-to guy, man.
He doesn't create the news, Marvin. He just finds out and says it.
Marvin, what? Help me out here. What story do you think Ralph missed today? What should he have been talking about to make you happy?
What manly showbiz news should I do?
Man, just do anything. Like, I don't know.
Well, like what? Like, just give us one example of something that you think he should have been talking about instead of the stories he chose.
Anything. I don't care. Anything.
No, just one. Just give me one example.
All right.
Do some sports. I should do some sports in the showbiz news. That's what he wants. More showbiz sports news. That's what Marvin wants from me.
All right.
These are our listeners. Please enjoy.
Let's go to Matt in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What to do?
Good. Hey, what to do, nephew? So I'm walking to the post office yesterday, and I stop at a red light, and there's a guy in a wheelchair with two prosthetic legs arguing with this guy on a bicycle.
Right.
And they start to get in, like, in a pushing match, and the guy removes one of his legs and hits the guy in the head with it.
Yes, it did. I swear to God.
If that happened, that's the best story ever.
If you're in a wheelchair, why do you need prosthetic legs, first of all?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I denied you, sir. Denied.
No.
Were we denying the story? But we want to believe it. You hit him with a prosthetic leg.
He swears.
I wish I could make something like that up. I almost fell over laughing in the middle of the street.
Well, you win. Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't have anything on me.
No.
I wish.
The next time you make something like that up, make it more believable.
You're guys cool. Desperate for fried chicken and Beowulf. That's all I'm saying.
You know how they are, man.
Tony in Paris. Good morning. He's
calling
what
from
do you
Paris?
Do,
this Bonjour.
Is 909 Paris.
Bonjour.
Yeah, that's not,
this
not,
me.
Ralph, not that far. It's the Paris in the 909.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I just want to talk to Ralph. I was at my in-laws the other day, and I was forced to watch Larry the Cable Guy, the health inspector.
No! Yeah, you were forced!
Forced, yeah, because my in-laws wanted to watch it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm taking care of my son. God, it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wait a minute.
I forced myself to go to sleep with my son, so I'd have to finish watching it with him. Like 10 minutes, and I was this close to committing suicide.
Yeah,
you're
gonna
have to get divorced,
you.
Tony.
Do your in-laws live in a trailer?
No, they're almost. It's in kind of in the boondocks, but it's a little mobile home type of deal.
Yeah.
So,
you need to get new in-laws. That's your answer, new in-laws.
I'm just concerned about your child. You got to take your boy out of that environment. That's child abuse.
That is an unfair environment.
You know, I forced him to go to bed. We went to the other room. I was like, you know, I can't watch this movie. It's just one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I don't understand how this guy makes a living.
Son, I know it's 3 in the afternoon, but we're going to bed. I can't watch Larry the Cable Guy.
Not just makes a living, but making tens of millions of dollars at it, by the way.
Sick rich off of this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We tried to warn you, people, but we can only do so much. Thank you for the call. And thanks to all of our special guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our Ask a Mexican friend, Gustavo Arellano, for joining us, askamexican.net. Also, thanks to Andy Dick. I have no idea why he was here or what he was talking about. Oh, wait, he's going to be on stage tonight at the Acme with his son Lucas doing some sort of comedy. Also, thanks to Deb Levine, who joined us today to tell us about InSpotLA.org. We've got a link from KROQ.com. You know, for those awkward occasions where you picked up an STD and you want to let the people you've had sex with know about it anonymously via the email, just find the link at KROQ.com.
I think Mike's going to be getting an email from Andy Dick in about 2 weeks. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's just after that what happened in the studio.
Exactly, yes.
Tomorrow morning, Rashida Jones will be on the program.
Oh!
Talking about the new show Unhitched. We got the movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Semi-pro.
Harvey Levin from TMZ.com talking about Britney Spears pregnant or not. Ralph did a bunch of interviews on the red carpet of Semi-Pro, so we've got that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the K-Rock World Tour 2008 Grand Prize, which is Rage Against the Machine in Lisbon, Portugal, we're going to do.
Dude.
All tomorrow
fantastic.
Morning.
Fantastic. All right, Cat Corbett's coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including some Pearl Jam on the way, also Green Day, the new one from Seether, White Stripes, Linkin Park, and more after this on K-Rock.